Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet we call Earth. We are welcoming you yet again to another edition of Radio Biafra live transmission from the studios of Radio Biafra here at the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra in Enugu, the capital city of Biafra land. To the ends of the earth, we welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave Biafrans who are indefatigable, those of you who are not flustered, who do not move with the wind, those that remain strong regardless of what is said or being peddled, those that understand that our mission is divine. We salute all of you. Your courage and your dedication towards this very eternal project of the restoration of the full sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. I salute you for one reason alone. Those of you that have remained resolute, regardless of the machinations of the enemies, regardless of the side talk from idiots who can't do anything, I salute your courage. And to the weasel cowards that listen to every nonsense being spewed out by idiots, you don't belong here. You are removed immediately. You cannot belong here because you don't have the bottle, you don't have the metal, you don't have the mental strength to understand that you are in a battle between good and evil. If we send you to the front line and Hausa people answer Igbo names, disguise themselves as Igbo, and come and tell you that your commander has abandoned you, you believe them because you are weak, very, very weak and decrepit. You don't belong here. Your cowardice and inability to scrutiny what is presented before you makes you unfit to participate in what we are doing. You are a saboteur in the making. You are a traitor because you don't ask difficult questions. This is Radio Biafra. We don't relent. We don't retreat. We don't surrender. The same way that some idiots have thought it necessary to try to interfere with what we're doing. Tonight we destroy them completely. When we destroy people, they don't stay alive 1 second. Tonight they are finished. They are gone. I will take permission from the memory of my dear friend Longinus Ojiako, and I will make an announcement this evening that will shock everybody. Next time, when you hear something about your leader, you investigate it first before you start peddling rubbish. When somebody who is faceless and nameless writes something, ask questions. You betray your lack of manhood and sincerity by following every pitiful written. That is your undoing, and that is why you will no longer participate in what we are doing from now onwards, to tell you how serious we are. When we crush our enemies, we destroy them completely. They don't survive from it. That is where we derive our formidability from. Everything we come across, we destroy it completely, including ignorance and informed stupidity. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the special grace of Chukwu Abiama and no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I welcome you to this very live rendition of our daily broadcast. I make it known to everybody, all and sundry, that we are beyond reproach. I state it categorically. Some idiots may fiddle by the sides and talk rubbish. If you are brave, pick up the phone and call Radio Biafra. You will be destroyed within 5 seconds. Only 2 questions and you will unravel. The first one is to get you closer. The second one is to destroy you completely. If you are brave enough, you pick up your phone and call Radio Biafra. But there are cowards, they cannot call. They hide under pseudonyms to write all manner of idiocy. And those of you that claim you are Biafrans and that you're soldiers, you don't have the heart. Tiny propaganda and you fall apart. You have betrayed your hubris. You're not strong enough to fight for your country. you are not a Biafran. I regret to say. We welcome you wherever you are. Our march is relentless. This evening we are joined, we hope, by our dear sister, Maria, they call her Fiwochik. She will join us to do this program very, very shortly. We shall connect her. Our people, some are assembled here, some are still on their way down to this very place, because Radio Biafra, by extension, the indigenous people of Biafra, will continue to march forward. As some leave, many will join. Those that abandon us will always come back to plead to rejoin, for one simple thing, because we are constant. We speak the truth and it doesn't change. That is one thing everybody ought to realize about the crew piloting this very affair. We don't change. You may change, but we don't. That is why we are formidable. We don't change. You can change. You can be blown about by the wind. You can be a cosmetic Biafran. But it takes something extraordinary to be a devoted Biafran. People wonder why I am besotted with Malaysia. It's because they don't fail. They remain strong. They understand it. Very shortly, Senegal will be able to join them. China is there, very, very resolute, unshakable. Indeed, I don't know what is wrong with you people. One simple gossip and you crumble like a pack of cards. All of you that crumbled between yesterday and today, God knows I don't want to see any of you in my entire life. Because you're not worthy to be called a Biafran. This evening, we destroy whatever myth that is attached to that nonsense. When people chase money and not freedom, when idiots who are hungry back here in Biafra land, who cannot fend for themselves, think that through Biafra they can feed themselves and their families without making the commensurate sacrifice, then you know you are in serious trouble. Now I understand between yesterday, in fact from the 30th till now, why this very struggle has not moved an inch forward. Because we keep perambulating, stupefied by hunger, greed, and want. That is why we've not moved forward. The reason why we are where we are today is because of those that pilot this very affair. That is why Biafra is the second currency in the whole world. That is where everywhere you go to, you hear people talk about Biafra. Not for any other reason, but for the grace of Chukwu Abiama and those piloting this very movement that we're involved in. Nothing else. Nothing else. Because if we give it to you, you can't do it. You think it's easy? Come and try and see. And disgrace yourself in the process. This is Radio Biafra. We must move on. Everybody that wrote to me regarding the stupid comment made by one idiot that I don't even know the idiot's name, for having the temerity and the courage to write to me, you will no longer participate in what we are doing. Not any longer, because you're weak and decrepit. Before I go on to announce the lineup this very evening, I've already told you that our dear sister, popularly known as Afibuchik, the owner of Igbo East and Indigbo page on Facebook, in fact, the person who piloted the awareness and sensitization of our people on Facebook, will join us this very evening. She's in Enugu here, but she's joining us via a secure line. We thank everybody that has continued to do whatever they can to ensure the propagation of our message, that we are doing everything humanly possible to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. Before I proceed also to bring the news headlines and accompanying news summary, I have an announcement to make. I am placing it directly on record because here we don't have any secrets, we don't hide anything. That some idiot wrote some nonsense on Facebook regarding what we are doing, and some of us, those I thought were human beings, were panicking. That I made the money available for BLC to pay for their office at Owerri. I gave it to Comrade Arinza Work to give them this year. We paid for the office at Owerri when they said they had no money, because that was an understanding I had with my friend, the late Longinus Ojiako, the leader of BLC. I don't know all these charlatans. The only person I know is Ojiako. All these other imbeciles, I don't know them. We entered into an agreement with these people to try to run this very project to its rightful conclusion. But as always, everybody looks for money. Give me, give me, give me, give me everywhere. That is why the movement is stunted. We invited them to a series of meetings which we had. They did not tell their members that Radio Biafra London paid for BLC office in the absence of our dear friend Longinus Ojiako, the leader of BLC, who I gave my word that I will never abandon BLC. We gave them laptops that our former bought from Australia. We gave them smartphones. Those of you, if you go to Facebook, you will see all these things there. Now, what is the problem? Why did they not participate on the 30th of May, the remembrance? Because they chose not to. Their leader said they had programs lined up for 2 weeks. Why? Because when we invited all the military commanders to Enugu, they came. But there were some people within BLC that were excluded. They came to that meeting. They did not want those people to tell us that they, running BLC, did not inform them that we paid for the office. They went about collecting money from members to pay for the same office that we've already paid for. They did not want the others to hear how far we have gone with them. We said, but these are military commanders. Why are they not part of what you're doing? What is the problem? Come, let us solve it. They said they will not attend any meeting involving those people. I pleaded with them. I begged them to call a meeting involving the same military commanders that carried out the parade during Ojiako's burial. They said no. That they won't involve. What are you hiding then? What is the problem? What wrong did they do? The answer is nothing. If there is any wrong, they are here. Let's resolve this face to face. That's how I do my things. They said no, because they did not want the world or these other people to know that we paid for the office that they are using at Owerri without informing their members. Deceit and lies. And they have the temerity to talk about. Do they know where our transmitter is? Do you think we are stupid? Do you think we are here to exchange sensitive information over the air that our enemies will know and stop us? No. We have been successful because when it is time to reveal something, we reveal it. People talk rubbish all the time. Igbo men, I feel sorry for you people. Very sorry. All of you responsible for even questioning or doubting without the benefit of the facts, you no longer belong here. I promise you. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We are also announcing rather very sadly that our very able Secretary of State, Iketukwu Eniago, lost the father today. Everybody is in a very somber mood, and our heartfelt sympathy and condolence goes to Iketukwu Eniago and the entire Eniago family. The entire family. We cannot begin to express how sad we are over the loss of the father of Iketukwu Eniago. Very, very sorry. As we have further announcements to make regarding the funeral arrangements, we shall bring it to you. We must bring it to you, because it's only right that those that have served their country, that we remain ever grateful for their service, both now and in time to come. Everybody will join us, those of us who are here, in sending our most sincere and deepest condolence to Iketukwu Eniago and the entire Eniago family. As always, here we run an interactive program. We run an interactive session because we don't hide anything. There is nothing to hide. There is no promise we made to people we can't keep. We kept all of them. All the commanders came to our 30th of May remembrance. Everybody came. There is no need or reason why we must not continue to do what is right, both before man and before Chukwuebiama. We cannot afford to fail. The number to call should you wish to participate in this very program this evening remains +234 8100904599. I repeat, +234 8100904599. Wherever you are on this planet Earth, we welcome you. Please start by directing people to go to www.radiobiafra.co. If they go to peopleofbiafra.org, we are there. If they go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, we are there. If they go to biafrarestoration.com, we are there. If they go to biafravoice.com, we are also there. If you go to Biafra Television, we are there. If you go onto Radio Biafra app, which is free on Android, on BlackBerry, and on iTunes, you will also get us there. And finally, and most importantly, we are on satellite. Most of our traditional rulers have been calling for it, and one of them had one installed today. We are making it known to the whole world that our march is unstoppable, that we don't intend to retreat nor surrender, because in what we are doing, the only way to go is forward. Never sideways, never backwards, but always forward. Also, our Skype line will be open. Simply, Radio Biafra is what you have to do. Simply type in Radio Biafra to your search on Skype, your search field. If you send us a request to add you, we may not be able to do so, but if you call us, we will be able to pick your call. We are also making it known that the finishing or the final touches are being put, or the completion of our monument here, that if you wish to support that very effort, the number is +234 909 466 5824. I repeat, +234 909 466 5824. This is Radio Biafra. In the absence of all of us here congregating downstairs in view of what happened today to Ikechukwu, we must go forward to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary. If the barrister joins us, we shall bring the barrister to you, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. We must continue. The people of the zoo, Nigerians own most houses on London's expensive street. The most houses in London, the most expensive street in London, the houses belong to those of them that pilot the affairs of the monkeys here in the zoo. That is why they want one Nigeria. So that the same level of corruption that fuels this very thing, this very graft and corruption that is unimaginable, flows, rather sadly, from this very land outwards. They sell crude oil, they steal almost all of it. They use it to go and buy houses in London. When they are sick, they go to London for treatment. They take the same money, they put it in bank accounts abroad. The same banks will loan the money to their own people. They'll use it to build factories and industries, and they employ us there as security guards, as laborers. Isn't that very funny? That the same money stolen from your country that led to your impoverishment is being given to banks abroad. These same banks, they have not broken any law. If you put money in a bank, of course, it's your fault. I'm not blaming the banks of Europe, not at all, not in any way, shape, or form. They use the same banks to develop their businesses, to open lines of credit to industries and companies. What happens? They build them, and then they employ us as security guards. How sad can we be? Tell animals in the zoo what you do with your allocations, Okonji Wala, there's the governors. Go and tell your people what you do with the money you are being given every month in allocation. All of the money end up in England, in Switzerland, in America, in South Africa, in Namibia. Some of them, the more clever ones, are beginning to invest in real estate in Ghana, in Accra to be precise, around the airport area in Accra. Every governor, if they stand up to tell you what they have been doing with your money, you will stone them. Okonji Wala dares them. Tell people what you have been doing with the money you are being given. Boko Haram terrorists, bombers kill 40 people. Yesterday was 41, today is 40. At a football viewing center. Cameroon soldiers kill 40. Maybe there's something magical about 40. Cameroon soldiers kill 40 Boko Haram militants. 40 of them killed. Military unaware of foreign mediator. The Zulu's military are unaware of the existence of a foreign mediator. 219 Chibok girls ordeal by Australian negotiator, the person that came in. 219 Chibok girls ordeal. We never knew that Australian negotiators are here, but indeed they are. Nigeria can solve Chibok girls' problem alone, says Chimamanda. They can solve it alone. She has never spoken on any issue, but now she has spoken on Chibok girls. Southern fools warn northern fools on plot to stop Jonathan's foolishness. That is foolishness everywhere. Everywhere. Before I go on to bring you the news summary, let us go and welcome and acknowledge our dear sister, Afi Buchik. That is how she's popular known. Her name is Maria, but she will give us her full name this very evening because she is live to the whole world. The entire humanity is listening. Please, your name, very importantly, and where you come from, because we are Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but the connection is a little bit bad.
It's fine now. Please go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes. Please, I didn't hear what you said.
As we are introducing you to the world, we are asking you, as always, and it is customary here, to give us your name. Your name and your surname and where you come from.
Okay, my name is Maria Ude Ewo. Also known as Afi Igbo Chik, or why Afi Igbo.
Yes.
It's good to be on Radio Biafra.
And where do you come from? Afi, of course, your name says it all. Is Afi Igbo, is that correct?
Yes, I'm from Afi Igbo.
Thank
in
you
Ebonyi
very much.
State.
In Ebonyi State. Thank you very, very much. You are joining us for our program today. You will remain with us throughout our program on this very day. We welcome you to Radio Biafra Live Transmission. In the past, you have spoken before on Radio Biafra. But today is very, very special because you are joining us for the duration of our transmission today without fail. We shall be calling upon you. Go ahead.
I am very, very, very honored. I'm very proud of you, Director. You are, to me, you are the greatest Igbo man right now living. And it's a pleasure to be a part of history because I believe in you. I know what you can do for our people. You've already shown your pedigree. We are behind you, and Igbos all over the world are behind you, going by what happened.
Yes. We have lost you. Have we lost you?
Of more than four.
Yes.
To be a part of it, because when you came on Facebook, when others looked down on you, when you spoke, I knew what you were made of. And I'm not surprised that you became what you are now, because so many people now finally saw what I saw in you. You are great. You are too much. You are the Joshua of Igbo, and we are behind you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. We shall remain with you for the duration of the program. We are honored, we are delighted that you are able to join us. We also acknowledge the work that Ndigbo Page and Ndigbo East did in the propagation of this very message of the restoration of Biafra. We are grateful to you and your staff for what you did in terms of making sure that Biafra is everywhere. We are very grateful to you for that. And as I do so, I must also welcome the barrister. I believe that the barrister has joined us, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. Can you hear me?
Absolutely, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening to our Afibo Chick. Good evening to all of you out there, those whose name has been prominent and those whose name has been very, very quiet. Director, let me join you to say very sorry to our Secretary of State that demise. We feel very bad that his dad did not see Biafra. May God, Chukwu Abiama, accept him in heaven while he watches us here on earth, in Biafra land. Secretary of State, we Biafrans, we are very sorry to hear such a sad news, but we have to forge ahead because death is for everybody. We are only praying for long life, that's all. But we'll surely come at the right time. We don't know when it will be our turn. But may his soul rest perfectly. And that is all we pray here on Radio Biafra. In Chukwu Abiama's name, amen.
Yes, sir.
Director, good evening to you once again, the pilot of all the affairs of Radio Biafra and Biafrans in general. I have been told that you should not use any anger. Nobody upsets you. Whoever that upsets you, let them upset themselves. I was told that director should not use any upset to do this evening's program. You should calm down, be your usual self, shout. It does not matter. But do not get upset with anything and should not allow anything to upset you. That is the story I am getting as I'm talking to you, Director. So do not mind those who will deliberately upset Director. Just wish you put it behind you and forget them and carry on, because what you have ahead of you is higher and bigger than those who are hiding here and there and tickling and tackling. Just forget them, Director, so that today's program will be effective and efficient. I thank you for all the past and previous broadcasts you've handled peacefully and nicely. I thank our fellow Biafran because I know the effect of our 30th of May is not going to vanish, probably until maybe halfway into this June. I'm still very grateful, thanking everybody. Thanking those who participated in every way they could. Director, the BLC issue, you will handle it privately when you are well settled, when you are happy once again. Because anything done out of anger does not stand very well. You will, with your wisdom and the way you see things. I trust in your ability to handle any position, any situation, any case that comes before your table. With clear eyes, maybe when you wake up tomorrow morning, you'll be able to do justice to anything that is thrown before you. Director, I have to put this while I'm talking. We have a Biafran who is in Leeds by name Pastor Benjamin Okereke. He will need support so that he can chairman those in Leeds, Biafrans in Leeds. We can see that many of them are coming out brilliantly, following on from what happened on the 30th of May. The Afrans are coming out very, very nicely. And I love that, because what we have done was a big success. And so, we are expecting many more Biafrans from many more places. We are Biafran. We are resilient. We don't look back. We don't prevaricate. We don't look aside. We believe in the unity of Biafra. Wherever you are, fellow Biafrans, east, west, north, or south, we are here again today with our usual broadcast to engineer ideas, opinions, suggestions on how to bring about the restoration of Biafra. We thank you for all the support you've given to us previously, and we hope that you continue to give us that regular support financially, physically, and morally. We thank all of you, those who are joining us, those who are about to join us, and those who are with us presently. We thank you, Mchukwu Adeyama. Guide us and give us all the spiritual power that we need to see through to this particular restoration. Director, of course, I'm standing by you. I'm waiting for the news. Good evening.
Good evening, and thank you very much, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, the very unmistakable voice of the barrister himself. Wherever you are, once again, welcome you. And by way of scanning through once again our principal headlines, that the most expensive street in London, that is where these people have their houses, the most expensive street. That is why they want one Nigeria. Who can blame them? If they give you a very posh apartment worth millions of pounds, why wouldn't you want one Nigeria? As our own people are walking through the desert, swimming through the Mediterranean, some of them dying of dehydration, others drowning in the sea, those going to Cameroon, those going to Gabon, some people are taking the money meant to improve the lives of these people to go and buy houses in England. That is why they want one Nigeria. All the criminals clamoring for one Nigeria, the Lagos Abuja-based Igbo intellectuals, elite, what is elite? These dumb people that support the perpetuation of the subjugation of their own people, their mates are buying houses in England, the most expensive street. We are here in Enugu. How many properties here are owned by English people? Do you people reason at all? You are talking about colonialism, the retrogressive influence of all the imperialistic Europeans that came to Africa to pillage, to enslave you. As soon as you made some money, you ran back to go and buy properties there. Very daft of some of you, isn't it? Very daft. Black people. The most expensive streets in London. You want to claim human equality. Equality of all man born of woman. But you run to their place to go and buy houses because there is electricity, there is order. You come back to where you come from, it is abject poverty, chaos, and degradation. Amazing. We are telling the animals in the zoo, according to Okonji Iweala, what do you do with your allocations? All the money given to governors, what do they do with it? Go and ask them. Ask them. Boko Haram terrorists, these very people seeking to propagate, not seeking, but actually propagating a very virulent form of jihadist Islam. They have taken another 40 lives. Who are the people responsible for the deaths? It's the British. Cameroon soldiers killed 40 Boko Haram militants. 40 Boko Haram militants killed. The military unaware of foreign mediator and also Chibok girls ordeal by Australian negotiator. Nigeria can solve Chibok girls' problem alone, says Chimamanda. Southern fools warn northern fools on plot to stop Jonathan's foolishness. There is so much foolishness going around, and now the news in detail. About 70% of the most expensive buildings in London are owned by Nigerians. The chairman of New Nation, an empowerment-oriented group, Mr. Charles Dukwe, has said He added that citizens of the United Kingdom avoided buying houses in the area due to the expensive prices. The philanthropist spoke with newsmen in Port Harcourt on Saturday shortly after unveiling the Queen of Compassion and Kill the Killers initiative, a grassroots campaign against diabetes and high blood pressure. Present at the event as brand ambassadors were Nollywood stars such as Inie Edo, Uche Jumbo, Mona Lisa Chinda, and Desmond Elliott. Dukwe lamented that some Nigerians were investing funds from the country in Europe and other Western countries, leaving the people at home jobless. This news is being presented in English language, but for the benefit of those who may be struggling with English language or the nuances or niceties of it, we are reminding everybody that Ikechukwu has come here to join us. That was why I had to stop. He has come in. Chukwuebuosi is also here. Some of us are still downstairs. We are not happy about what transpired. But Chukwuebuosi knows best. He gives and he takes. Our only regret is that Mr. Nyago was not available to witness the fruits of the labor of his son, what his son helped to pioneer to bring to fruition, which is Biafra. But he will always be in our prayers, and very shortly you will hear the voice of Ikechukwu if he has any voice to speak at all. But we understand, all of us are distraught and heartbroken. Distraught and heartbroken. Most people are not in the studio as you'd expect them to. Some out of pain and anger, some out of deference in view of what happened today. When I spoke to him earlier, he said that the struggle continues. And that is the reason why we are presenting today. If not, we would have truncated our program. But he said we must march on at least wherever he is. And we know he's on the right hand side of Chukwuebuosi. He'll be watching and wishing us the very best. So the struggle must continue. Nigerians owning streets, they own houses. There is something called opportunity cost in economics. The money they use to buy those houses, banks cannot loan to you to go and farm. They cannot give it to you to become an entrepreneur, because without the banking sector in any economy of the world, it remains like this same nonsense you have here in the zoo. The coordinating minister of the economy and minister of finance, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, has dared the 36 state governors to tell Nigerians what they do with the huge monetary allocations they receive monthly from the federal government. We know the answer to that. They go to London and they buy houses with it. They go to Geneva, they put it in banks over there. They go to Dubai. They go to USA, as Tinubu did. That is where your money is. That is why you're trekking through the desert, swimming through the Mediterranean, drowning in the Atlantic, going to Gabon. Because your money is being frittered away, being stolen by elite. It is only in Africa that somebody answering an elite is actually a bona fide criminal. Anytime they say this person is an elite, a leader, that person is invariably a criminal. Elite. No electricity. Elite. No roads. Elite. The education system is beyond shambolic. Come to Enugu and see some universities, you will cry. Only Cousin's House, Waram House, and Extension House in Government College Omuahia is bigger than a university here in Enugu. I only named three houses. I was in Cousin's House. To our left is Waram House. After Waram House, you have Extension, you have Simpson, you have Nile. Then you have Niger. Behind it is Kent. To the other side is Schoolhouse. To the other side is Erekosima House after Kent House. To the other side is, what is that very name? I've forgotten the name. Government College Omuahia, if you divide it into six, Each part is a university. Come to a place at Enugu, they call Thinkers Corner. It's one batcher by batcher, all university. Why such state of affairs? Because your money is being stolen by the governors, the politicians, all of them. Rogues. And it is here. Okonji Iweala, the finance minister, is asking them, go and tell people what you're doing with the money given to you every month. They use it to tell police, salute me when I come out. Go there, arrest them, shoot them. That's all they do. Oh, they are doing Biafra. Go and arrest them there. Was that what we are put in office to do? The answer is no. Nothing are they able to do. Okonji Iweala dropped this bombshell on Sunday at Ilishan Remo, Ogun State, while delivering the Babcock University's convocation lecture entitled Transforming Nigeria's Economy, Opportunities and Challenges, adding that many of the states get monetary allocations that far outweigh the annual budget of some neighboring countries to the zoo called Nigeria. Okonji Iweala noted that the governors had no reason not to develop their states given the huge amounts they regularly get from federal account. Okonji Iweala does not know economics. If you know economics, you go and lobby. The governors will not develop. What you need to do is to do what they did in Britain. Take that money, divide all. I can't give them advice, can I? No, I can't. I'm not allowed to give them advice, am I? Can I give them free advice in economics? I shouldn't. They said no. If not, I've told you what to do. That's what. Can we say what we're going to do in Biafra, though? In Biafra land, the two most important sectors of life will be banking sector and the legal system, judiciary. Those two. They are the only two places you can go for help in your life. And they won't let you down. In Biafra land, every bank will be subject to quarterly review to see the loans they approved and to whom. Every viable business that a bank fails to provide loans to develop, to grow that very sector, the bank will have a query to answer. The same thing with the courts. There must be lines of credit. People don't understand that the reason why America, Europe, or the reason why they're developed is because they have what is called a credit system. If you start molding block, or buying cement, or buying wheelbarrow, buying sand, before you finish building a house, it'll take about 40 years. But if you have a regular income in the new Biafra, you walk into a bank and they will give you a mortgage to go and buy a very beautiful modern building. From your salary every month, they take a small percentage. So why pay rent? There'll be no need for that. None whatsoever. So that you can accrue equity on the property. When your children grow up or want to do something, you can then mortgage that property or you sell it and you have already made cash. Very simple. These are the things that have been practiced all over the world, only in the zoo. I was in Thailand, and I think also in Malaysia, isn't it? If you're working, you can get a car. Is that correct in Malaysia? If you're in a job, is that correct? You can't take a brand new car in Malaysia, isn't it? Even if you say something, even if you're selling chewing gum or suya by the roadside, as long as you have regular... I'm not saying this so you can start running to those places, please. We have Biafra to get here. As long as you have regular income, at least I know in Thailand and in Malaysia, you go and take a brand new car, not Tokumbo, not imported. Okonji Iweala is asking them, why are your states not developed? Why? And they can't say, they can't answer, because the money is in England. Oh, I'm coming from London on treatment. I traveled to USA on treatment. People are posing with it as if it's a good thing. I went to London for treatment. Yo, God, it is not a good thing. It means you are backwards. It means that all your graduates of pharmacy and medicine, all these years, they are all in vain. So you don't know that before. You are making a mockery of university education. Oh, I traveled to this place to go and get treatment. What happened to UNTH? You can't go there? If the equipments are not there, why can't you get the equipments, allocate for it properly, budget for it, and they go and buy it, they install it there? It will work. Amazing. No fewer than 40 people were last night killed in a bomb blast at a football field in Mubi. Adamawa State French news agency reported the death toll, citing a police source. People went to watch football match and they were killed. This is the country they want us to belong to. Industrial scale massacre. Who made this possible? The British! British people, British. They made it possible. All the killings, all the deaths. You ask me how, I say it's very simple. Before Freddy Lugard came here, was there any Boko Haram people killing people like this? The answer is no. Before Lugard came, was there any fight between Biafra and the Mohammedan Emirates of the North? No. Any fight between us and Yoruba? No. Fight between us and Benin people? No. How then did this problem come in? It came in because the British came here. 40 people dead. Yesterday, 41. Today, 40. Cameroon security forces at the weekend killed no fewer than 40 Boko Haram militants in clashes in the country's far north state, radio said yesterday, shortly after the release of two Italian priests and a Canadian nun suspected to have been held by the Islamist group. A Cameroon presidency source confirmed the clashes, which took place west of the town of Kuseri in the region bordering the Zoo and Chad. Cameroon, which has been criticized by the Zoo for not doing enough to fight Boko Haram, deployed some 1,000 troops in the far north last week as it steps up its fight against the Islamic militants. The Zoo military's hands are tied in rescuing the abducted so-called Chibok girls because the abductors have placed them tactically in the face of attack, sources said yesterday. A top military source told the nation that the girls cannot be rescued without heavy casualties. Then why launch a rescue mission then? The girls cannot be rescued. Why didn't you launch a rescue mission? In fact, so why can't the Americans go and do it? Liars and cheats. Some of the over 200, Obasanjo said 300 yesterday, it's now come to 200, mind you. Some of the over 200 abducted Chibok girls have painted a picture of life in Boko Haram custody, referring to a video said to have been seen by the Mail on Sunday, which the UK publication yesterday claimed that eight girls spoke in the footage. The girls dressed in their pale blue gingham school uniform were said to have pleaded for release. These are, there are only eight girls spoke. These eight came from the second phase, the 13 that they took afterwards to make the first one look authentic and real. That is why you can never see them in a picture. All of them speaking, saying they are from Chibok. Not up to 20 of them can do that. Liars and deceivers. Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, the prize-winning Nigerian writer, has said she opposed Western military intervention against Boko Haram, the rebel group that recently kidnapped and holding captive more than 200 girls. She said while Boko Haram's action had forced members of her own family to flee the area, a foreign attack on her homeland will be counterproductive. Now we have American drones helping us in this forest, and even the French have sent in people. Shouldn't they be fixing their own economy? She said. We can solve our own damn problem, she added. That's Chimamanda Adichie. The Southern Mandate, a coalition of socio-political groups, yesterday warned that a fresh plot by some northern leaders and the elite, I told you before, didn't I? Elite. The elite are planning to stop Goodluck Jonathan from seeking re-election in 2015 will plunge the nation into another crisis. It described last weekend's resolution by some northern groups, including the Arewa Consultative Forum, Northern Elders Forum, Northern Union, Arewa Reawakening Group, and Meadow Belt Forum at a meeting held last Friday in Kaduna as unacceptable and totally in bad taste. Hausa people say we want our property back. Their property is the presidency. Who gave it to them the right to rule? The British did. The British said to the Muslims, you take this place and do as you like. If you want to convert those Christians to Muslims, we will not say anything. That's why the British has never, ever in their life condemned. What is happening? How many times have they issued any strongly worded condemnation of Boko Haram or Hausa Fulani people? Whereas in their own country, when Al Qaeda does something, they say Islamic. They look for countries to target. They say Afghanistan is sponsoring them. They went in there. After all, Saddam Hussein was a terrorist. They went in there. So who are the terrorists in the zoo then? In the Mohammedan? Who are the terrorists funding Boko Haram? Is Britain telling me they don't know who they are?
Of course they do.
That is the news for today. A very sad day for us, for all of us. And accompanying news headlines. There are some people here. I don't know if they have the voice to actually say their names, as they do, as always, to greet our people. At least we can try and manage that. It's a very somber day for us. One of us here lost the father. Not very good. Go ahead.
Greetings to Biafrans worldwide, those listening to us and to friends of Biafra. I welcome you all to our broadcast today. Indeed, it's a sad day for us because one of us, one of our brother, lost his dad, and every one of us feel so, so sad about it. But I believe he's resting in peace because everything happens for a purpose, and only God knows the reason why it happens. But to my brother, Ikechukwu Enyiagu, I would still say, please do accept our sympathy, and we are always with you. Whatever it takes, we must face it all together, because we are all together in this struggle. I welcome you all to our broadcast again, and please do stay tuned. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, dear friends and our friends worldwide. It's a very sad day indeed, but then they have told us that in every situation we should thank God. While when it happens this way, I don't know how we'll thank God, but then we have to console ourselves. The only good thing about life is that when we live, we should have something behind that will always be there for the memories. Well, we thank God for the life of our dad, and we thank God for the life of his children, especially Ikechukwu, our own brother. We can always say that we'll always stand by you. We'll always stand by you, as we have been always together in this struggle. This is just one of the sacrifices that we all have to make one day. But then, may his soul rest in peace.
Amen.
That's all I can say.
Amen. Amen.
God bless.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Good evening, dear friends. My name remains Ikechukwu Enyiagu, and I'm from Omulungwe, here in Enugu, Biafra land. As most of you have heard, I'm missing my father. He went home today, and I'm grateful to God for everything. Like I told Director, Biafra is still here. And like the director said, the only regrets I may have is because he's not here to witness the final phase of the struggle. But I thank God because he taught me a lot of things I could not have learned on my own outside. So please stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, dear friends all over the world, our brothers and sisters, our friends, our well-wishers. I am your sister, Ebere Chukwu Anubuogo. I am from Suka in Enugu, Biafra land. Though we are mourning, but we take solace because we know Papa is already resting with Chukwu Abiyama. And we appreciate those of you who have been calling, those of you who have been sincerely showing concern. We weld it together because we are one family. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. It's a very somber day for us. Very, very sad. Very, very sad. If not, that Ikechukwu said we should continue. I think this program would have been truncated. But as I said, we continue what we are doing. because that is what he would have wished us to do anyway, to continue this very work until we get to the very end. This is Radio Biafra, and as we said, we are joined by our sister, Maria Ude, popularly known as Afikpo Chik. We are also with the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. The barrister is in London. I don't know if the barrister can hear me. If he can, I would need the barrister to please come in to give us his own opinion, his understanding, his views, his perspectives on what we have presented this evening so far on a very, very somber day. Is the barrister over there? Please. I need the barrister to please give us his understanding of what we are doing. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. I'm here, and I've been listening to the Secretary of State, Ikechukwu Enyeagu. Of course, I spoke earlier, but let me repeat so that he will, of course, hear that I have given my own condolence. Here on Radio Biafra, all of us, we appreciate, and of course, we are saddened by the death of your dad, whom we love so much, and we share the grief with you, Ikechukwu Enyeagu, the double barrel name. Our Secretary of State, my happiness is that your daddy have had the name given to you here on Radio Biafra, and as somebody who came all the way from Malaysia to come and represent your people. So may his soul rest and rest perfectly. We are with you all the way. As a man, we share the courage. If it's me, I'll be crying. I don't know the kind of heart I have. But you took it by the chin and rub it in. That is a man. But then again, Jesus Christ himself was a man, and he also wept. So I won't blame myself too much that if it was me. So, Director, let's go straight into the news. I heard the voice of Chikabosa and all the rest, and our sister, Rita Ibere and Ibogo. They are all there with the Secretary of State. And we thank all of you for supporting Ikechukwu Enyeagu. That is oneness, unity. The unity of Biafra is not only at the war front, is in terms of bereavement, things like this. And Biafrans have demonstrated Ikechukwu Enyeagu. I'm sure you appreciate the condolences from your Biafran brothers and sisters, and for all they stand for, behind you, with you, and of course in front of you. Director, the news. You know, this is why the British people don't like us. Because they like the Bakpomi people. Director, you know Bakpomi means I don't know nothing.
Bakpomi. Bakpomi.
They like the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram because they invest in their system. They invest in their economy, they invest in their banking sector. They buy houses here. Director, of course, if you are in their position, you will not like anybody to cut short of whatever you are gaining. Nigeria, that expired zoo, was created to benefit the British people. The reason why they hate Biafran is because we know too much. It's because we always tell them where they are going before they even get there. They hated us because of our economic ideology, because of our sensibility, because of our brilliance. Nabashi, Onye Mahia Manaha Luadaya. This is a say from a 30s. 30s say, if you know what I know, you can never marry my daughter. That is the problem we have with the British. We didn't cause any problem. It's just because we are brilliant. And that is all. When you know what I know, or probably even know what I know, even know more than you do, that was what brought the hatred between us and the people who stay in their country. They prefer to see you as a fool. They prefer to see you as dope somebody who do not know what they're doing, so that whatever they tell you, you do it. That's what they prefer. Somebody they will lord things over. The reason why they hate Biafrans is because before you lift a hand, we tell you where your hands are going. The economy has to flourish and somebody has to fulfill that particular space. Bob Marley will say that every need has an ego to feed. That ego to feed, that was the reason why the zoo was created, with educated, intelligent people, and then be ruled by some fools. That is the reason why Nigeria was created. And the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram being at the top of the affairs, ruling those who are intelligent, so that they will not stop the taking of oil, so that they can easily come here and buy houses, put the money in the bank. Nobody should forget about Omaru Diko. I hear directors say, in Biafra, in the new restoration of Biafra, nobody, no single individual, should be allowed to put your money outside. Now, our sister, Okonjo-Iweala, is telling us to ask our governors, what do you do with the allocation of money to look after your state? With exception of our beloved, well-cherished and respected Akpabio governor. Akpabio. That is the only man who is judicially investing his money into Akpabio land, building hospitals, and making sure that everybody in Akpabio is enjoying the process of what the oil is providing. The rest are using their money to buy the best, going to have the street, going to best water, to buy houses, and enrich British economy. While the zoo, they have no good roads, no hospital. They have no electricity. They prefer to buy Lister, generator, Yamaha, Honda, or the rest of it. Every evening, noise pollution. Go there in the zoo. There is no electricity. Every evening you'll be hearing those generator. And we have Kaiji Dam. We have every dam in that place. But it's not generating anything, because the zoo was created to become a pariah. A place where you will stay and steal, loot. Nobody will challenge you. America is there to take oil. The French people are there to take oil. China is there to take oil. Can you just imagine? Look at our neighbors. Cameroon is there. Ghana is there. Zimbabwe is there. Zambia is there. Only foolish, bloody, nonsensical Nigeria called zoo is the only place where you can have all these wicked, stupid shenanigans going on. No other place. Because Biafrans are there. Sometimes I say, why did Chukwu Abiyama put us very close with the Yoruba and the House of Fulani? Why? Sometimes I ask Chukwu Abiyama, why did you put us together if Biafra was existing in isolation? The British people and Lugard and their partners wouldn't have brought us together to be killed and to be ruled and lord over every rubbish. Up to today, we are railing and we are struggling to come out of foolishness. All of them should bring our money, wherever they are hiding it, and come and develop. Unfortunately, it is too late. Biafra is going home. We will make do with whatever is left in our own beautiful land, the rising sun. Chimamanda says she doesn't. Why Americans are in the country? Because it was allowed by Goodluck Jonathan, who doesn't even know what he's doing. It's a shame. We are united. Well, it's not our own making. It was the British. that put us together with the house of Fulani Boko Haram. And that's why what we are trying to untie, we cannot stay continuously with those who we cannot see eye to eye. Their religion is to kill, shed blood every day. But Biafra religion is to worship Chukwu Adeyemo, believe in forgiveness, believe in righteousness, believe in truthfulness. But the zoo, theirs is kill, steal, fraudulently manipulate everything under this earth. Director, let me stop so far. Thank you.
Barrister, you have spoken very, very well, and we welcome it, everything that you have said. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are transmitting live and direct from our capital here in Enugu City, the studios of Radio Biafra, being housed at the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra. We welcome each and every one of you. Before we go any further, we know that we announced it before that our sister is here. She spoke and you were able to hear her voice. Maria Ude, popularly known as Afi Bojik, is with us. She's with us. And she shall speak. And everybody will listen. Please go ahead. What do you make of our presentation this very evening? Can you hear me? I don't think she can.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
No, I can hear you. Director, yes, I can hear you.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you come again? What did he say?
Yes, I haven't presented the news. We welcome your views or your opinions or anything else you would like to say concerning the state of our people. You have seen the hopelessness around you. The Enugu they talk about all the time. You have come and you have seen it. You have seen how diabolical things are.
It's laughable. Enugu that is supposed to be this, they call it Obodibo. And I'm thinking to myself, if Enugu looks way, and what could other Igbo towns look like? If this is some sort of like an achievement, Enugu is still looking the way it used to look when I was growing up in my hometown of Afibo, and we come out here on holidays or something. It's still literally almost looking the same. There is no difference. You know why? Because Igbo men would rather put all their money in Kano State, Abuja, Lagos. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I do not understand it. I do not understand the wiseness, the brain behind that. How could you go on keep planting flowers in another man's compound? Me, just a mere woman living in America for over 15 years, I knew that what I was, the little money I'd made there, that what I was going to do is go down to Igbo land and put up whatever beautiful thing I saw out there in Igbo land. Nowhere else. I couldn't. There is no way I would put anything in Lagos. I would rather die. I would rather starve. I would rather die broke than put any penny in Lagos, in Abuja, in anywhere else. I can't do it. I can never do it until I die. How can these Igbo men go about building all over the place, living their land, looking desecrated, looking as Keba Baroso? It looks awful. Igbo land looks awful because these our men are interested in this, their quick money, quick profit. Building this, building that, leaving your land to cry in pain. And tomorrow you tell me how wise you are. It's embarrassing. Don't ever talk about wiseness. No Igbo man should talk about wiseness at all. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating. When you talk about it, you're just making fun of yourself. You're just mocking yourself. How could you allow your land to rot this way? Where are the things in Maiduguri? Where are they now? All those things, big Anambra boys with demented money, with mad money put in Maiduguri, Anambra boys, Imo boys, Eboyo, whatever, all the Igbo boys put there, where is it now? It's nowhere. It's gone.
They've left it. They've run away. They've left it.
It's gone. How could you leave your land? How could you leave this beautiful land called Igbo land? How could you leave it the way it is? How? Just how? Let me, you are like the Jews. You are not like the Jews. There is nothing Jewish about the Igbo man. The Jews don't joke with their homeland. There is nothing Jew about the Igbo mentality. The Jews do not joke with their homeland. Not joke. These are people that were not even born there. They were not even born in Israel or where they have made their homeland. They don't joke with it. If you tell them to bring $10, to bring $10 million to look after their homeland, they will bring it out immediately. Most of them were not born there. Most of them never knew there was Israel. But once they put that Israel together, they don't joke with it. So you can't even tell me you are like the Jew in any way if you neglect your land. Your land. Your land. Your land is your life. You have no other life than your land. You have nothing else but your land. Your name, your land, is your life. If you don't have it, you have no say. As an Igbo man, you're just like a woman in Nigeria. No disrespect to women, please. But you are just literally like a woman in this country. When you are not in your land, when you are not in control of your land, the biggest problem of the Igbo is that you can take billions of naira, your hard-earned money, the money you sweat, you suffered for, and put in another man's land. For what? For what? The Yoruba man cannot try that. He puts everything in his region. And that's why, whether Boko Haram is doing this, whether they're not doing this, however the Nigeria wants it, the Yoruba man is okay with it. Because he puts everything in his region. But you would go, an Igbo man, put your stuff in another man's land. How can you do that? Just, what are you thinking? How can you do that? How can you do that? Tomorrow, you know what, one of the excuses that these Igbo guys, that's why I laugh. They say, oh, I don't want to pay rent. I don't want to pay rent. Let me build something so I don't have to pay rent. What is wrong with paying rent? There is nothing wrong with paying rent. Pay the damn rent. Stay where you are. Work and make the money and take the spoils of your labor to your land so that to avoid the mass shameful migration of our people. Every day, a young Igbo brain has to go get out of Igbo land. Because if he doesn't leave, he will just die of hunger. He will just die because there's nothing going on. There's nothing here. All our people are out there, and the people there are there. Everybody, Igbos are all out there. Then everybody else is all out there. No one is migrating to us. Everybody is migrating to them. It's shameful. It's shameful, and that's how it's going to be. That's what's going to happen until we learn to respect our land, to respect legacy. Legacy is more important than cash. Legacy is more important than money. Legacy is money itself. Legacy itself is money. It's peace of mind. Peace of mind is money. There's nothing bigger than peace of mind. And there is no better peace of mind than being okay in your land. It is only the Igbo man that has not learned that. It is the only the Igbo man that has, and it's very sad. Look at Enugu, the Obodo Igbo of this, the Obodo Igbo, say Enugu, 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 come on. If this is what is considered Obodo Igbo of Igbo land, then I hate to see what other places look like. We have neglected our place. It is embarrassing. An Igbo man has no business even saying anything about being wise. There is nothing wise, I am sorry. There is nothing wise about us until we change this mentality and start coming home to put others. You can make your money anywhere. Make your money anywhere, it doesn't matter. But you gotta come home and invest it there. Put those industries here so our children can stay here. Our children can have something to look up to. It's a very sad situation. Please, I am pleading with you, Igbo Nene, to stop this obsession with buying lands all over the place. Land here, land there. Buying lands, which they will gladly sell to you because they know Nevugalevu, you can't carry land. Please be wise.
Yes.
First. Put legacy first. put legacy first, because your land is your life. Your land is your life. You have no respect, no other land. You are dead without your land being okay. So I have proven my bona fides when it comes to this, because I have done what I'm preaching to others to do. I did it. And because I did it, every young man in Afi will now, once they make any kind of money, they go in there, Afi will, and build. And in some are building industries, as I'm talking to you now, in Afi will. And as I said, I will continue to put every penny I make in Igbo land. My next project would be, my next investment is in Abia State. I'm going to put something in Abia State, and as time goes on, put something in every state of the federal of Igbo land will have my stamp there. And that is what you and I will do. Once we start doing that, half the problem is solved. Stay away from putting things in other people's land that don't even like you. They hate you. They hate you with a passion, and you know it. But you keep, I mean, what is this? What can you call this madness? It is madness as far as I'm concerned.
It is.
Because doing the same thing over and over and over and over is pure madness. It's pure embarrassing. Embarrassing to the core. Dear Igbo man, please have some shame. Have some shame. Please. That is all I'm going to say for now concerning this.
Thank you very much, and we shall return to you in due course. You have spoken very well as somebody who is leading from the front. I believe that the barrister has come back, maybe with one or two rejoinders, I do not know, or statements in support in support of what our sister said. Please, barrister, go ahead.
Thank you, director. I need to correct my sister. You see, they said no smoke without fire. She cannot blame her Igbo brothers and sisters, because there is a reason why what is happening, it is happening. She has to realize, director, and I'm sure you are there to put her to the right direction. Why she's an exception, she has to realize that what the Igbos are facing in our land, in our villages, in our town, is what we call social engineering. It was placed upon us that no place in Biafra land, if I have to make it general, that will need any development. That was the reason why Obasanjo was quarreling with Jonathan when our sister Stella Udua brought the Enugu airport before us. The ceramics in Umahia was closed. Our textile industry was closed. The cement in Kanagu was closed, so that there will not be any project or industry in that land. What is in our land today is hotels and finished stations, fuel stations, petrol stations. That is what is in our land. It was deliberate. Sometimes, 3 months, 4 months, there's no electricity. You cannot have an industry where there's no electricity. We have the infrastructures, but they were deliberately brought down so that any young man or woman that finished their education, you will head straight to Yoruba land or straight to the north. So my sister, while you blame your brothers and sisters, remember that what has been left for us for development has been deliberately removed. In as much as you are doing your very best, even in your own state, in Afibo, where Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are building their schools and asking those who are interested in education to join Islam, which is what Rochas Okrocha is doing in Imo State today. So when you blame your brothers and sisters, have it in mind that it has not been easy for us. Enugu supposed to be the headquarters of Biafran, but how far has Enugu been developed? Because the infrastructures have been removed. How many times have we lost power as we broadcast? Director and his crews are using generator in order for us to hear what we are doing. My sister, do not blame your people. It is a status quo to be maintained. That is why we are suffering what we are suffering today. And that's the reason why Biafra has to be restored. Do not blame your people. We are very industrious. We have the power and the capacity to do what we're supposed to do. But if a man's hand has been cut off, you ain't going to use your mouth or your teeth to work. What we needed as Biafrans to work on, your hands have been tied back. We are struggling. We are here, but we know what is happening. You are managing, probably because you have Abraham Nana. You have somebody who is cracking your own pan kernel. And as a result, do not blame majority of your people who are not able to do as you are flourishing. I want you to have that in mind so that you don't run away with the notion that your people are foolishly or stupidly misbehaving. No. Ahemene Ede, Kokoyam, Yemenia, Ojibe Mwee. In other way, they will say there is a reason why a crawfish bent. So we have problems in our hands. And that problem was engineered by Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, who deliberately says that you should not have an airport. Look at our seaport, only used by Dangote. A Hausa man all the way from nowhere. He's the only one controlling Calabar seaport with Gary, rice, all sorts of things. Only one man, Dangote. And your brothers and sisters are importing things from Lagos. My sister, Afi Ochik, please, do not blame your people. That is what we are trying to cancel and restore Biafra. Thank you, Director, for having me for the second time.
Always, Barrister. Every time and any time, this is Radio Biafra. And our lines are open. We are making it very, very open. You can call this very number if you have anything remotely sensible to offer to the advancement of the freedom for Biafran people. If you have anything to contribute, this is the line to call. Anything at all you want to say, you call us and we shall answer you. Let's go and take this call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, yes. Your name and where you are.
Sorry, this is Indubisi Bean from Oka Anambra State, Biafra Land.
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry, I agree with Barrister Imam Mezu that EML exactly the position, the situation on ground. Until our people begin to appreciate the fact that these people, these Malams in the north, have never wanted the people. Situation on ground, as the most I would put in place, as after the war, 1970, is still exactly the same situation going on today. So, we thank God for Radio Biafra. Because indigenous people of Biafra, powered by Radio Biafra, has given all the Biafrans spread all over the world a platform to speak out, a platform to congregate, a platform to come together, and they think ways through which this generation and our children's generation will survive. I completely agree with Imam Mezu that it is something that created a present situation because we don't have leaders. It's only people like Awolowo, the Yorubas have their leaders, the Hausas, they have their leaders. On individual basis, Igbos are working hard. But collectively, we are nowhere to be found. Something caused it. Now we have leaders, courtesy of Radio Biafra. We can speak with one voice. My brothers and sisters all over the world, you will see what will happen. You will seriously see what will happen. We are connecting our people down here. I don't know, are you getting my point?
Loud and very clear. Loud and very, very clear, yes.
So, what I'm trying to say is that I will encourage my sister that spoke previously. She's also in order, perfectly in order, if our other dear friends Ndị Igbo, ndị nne na ndị nna should be thinking the same way she is thinking. Oh my God, I believe our people will not be going out, moving all over the world, in Lagos, Abuja, even when you are killing them in Abuja, they are still there. My position is constant and consistent. It is economic. We need to put our house in order. And this struggle, presently, we need to put our house in order. Because in Oka here, where I am, if you talk to people, they say, come on, Liban, be afro, can you see? You know, people just talk about because they seeing is believing. They have not seen. This night, I connected somebody, a medical doctor on Radio Biafra Satellite, and the man called people around him, and before them, the other man said, But behold, when the engineer finished, the technician finished connecting the Radio Biafra Satellite, this night, before coming down to my house, all of them came together. And I believe the doctor is listening. So what I'm trying to say, my dear brother, Professor Kanu, because you are our professor, you are our prophet of our time, is for you to continue you doing the good work.
Yes.
We are solidly behind you, wherever we are. We are talking underground, in the marketplace, in our offices. We are talking. Because the only thing we need now is to have a leader. That is all. And you said you have a single command structure. And that command structure should stay. Because if we have a command structure courtesy through you, I believe Igbos will get everything through. So I agree with both Iban Bezo and my sister. But let's just identify our problem. Our major problem is not having a leader who will call all of us together, both the farmer, the technician, the engineer, the medical doctor, and all of them together, and we'll listen. Thank you for being there for us.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. Well spoken, eloquently made all the points you enunciated. The reason why we don't have great leaders up until now is very, very simple. Igbo men gossip, and they love gossip a lot. Igbo men. That is all. Everybody wants to be a leader. When you give it to them, they can't do it. And by the time they realize their folly, it is too late. They have wrecked everything. There is something called akaraka destiny. Not everybody is destined to be a leader. If you're sitting somewhere watching it, it looks very sweet and beautiful. But the closer you get to it, the more bitter it becomes. Go and ask everybody around us. Have they been sleeping? Have they been eating 3 square meals a day? We can assure you since we came back. Has anyone eaten 3 times a day since we came back here? If you eat once a day, you praise Chukwu Abiyama. Not because we don't have food to eat, but because there is no time to eat it. Do you know that answering our phone, do you know our phone rings for 24 hours? Because there are different time zones of the world. The thing about African men is mediocrity. That is why, despite all my criticisms of England and Britain, if you cannot do a job, they'll tell you you can't do it. Please get out. Let's get somebody to do it. Because if you're there, you mess everything up for everybody. I don't believe in sentiment. All that wishy-washy black African man's mentality of being sentimental when there is work to be done, I don't buy it 1 second. If you're not a medical doctor, you are not. You can't tell them, he has been operating people for too long. Let me operate as well. As if we are in a children's playground. You think this is a joke? That every imbecile can crawl out of every anthole to talk rubbish about leading. Do you know what is leadership? I blame ABCD. Every monkey that can read and write things, he or she has what it takes to lead. Come to lead our people. You must be joking. Before we came, whoever mobilized people all over the world simultaneously the same day, no other people were able to do it before Chukwu Abiyama said that we should come to do this work. Do you think it's easy? You don't know what a sacrifice. Ikechukwu Enyiagu has lost his father. Fighting. Do you think he wouldn't have wanted to give his father every nice thing in the world? He was fighting for his country. Please. Our people should reason. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, good evening, Director Nandi.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Michael Ife from NOG in Anambra State, Biafra land.
In Anambra, we are getting a lot of local calls, which is wonderful. I love it.
No, sorry, Director.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
Switzerland. I'm calling from Switzerland, Geneva. Yeah.
The line was too clear. I was wondering. Please go ahead. Thank you.
But it's really amazing for having local calls also. Yeah. So, Director, just to tell you that our 30th May movement in Geneva was so amazing. You know, it was the people there, the Igbo Union. They thought maybe everything would have been so shameful, so embarrassing. But when they came to peep, they see that yeah, that things is going on, and it wasn't how they expected that it happened. You know, everything was so marvelous. We had a lot of people from Biafra land, and there are people from foreign land also, and some other people that work in the United Nations, because we reside in front of the United Nations headquarters in Geneva, and a lot of people, agency that are working there, came to pick our information. Though we don't see BBC or CNN as usual, they are very bad and propaganda network, but there are other staff that work in Geneva headquarters office there. They came in and they asked everything about us. They take a lot of information, which we hopefully we know that hopefully they will give it to the bigger office here, or the official office that we look into the whole thing. And we know that there are people that are videoing us from behind, all those things, you know. So the Igbo Union is really bad egg in our midst, all over Europe, not only in Switzerland, all over Europe. They are really bad egg. You know, those people always think about Irigi. That's the only agenda that Igbo Union people has. As you always say, Director, you already picture them. You already know that bad and better. They always think they spend thousands of Swiss franc or thousands of euro every year, 20,000, 30,000, 50,000 for just Irigi. And when one of their colleagues is there, they contribute money to send him back home. You know, or some one of their members falling victim in prison. The nuns try to wish his wife to send him 100 euro, those kind of stuff. That's the only thing. They gossip like women as well. When we start bringing Biafra issue to them, they always think, ask us, why are we not in the Igbo meeting? Why would they join Biafra why should we talk about Biafra in Igbo meeting? All those kind of stuff. But surprisingly, you know, Biafra is spirit. His spirit, when he arrests you, when Chukwu Abiam arrests you, he have arrested you during the rally day, they expect that maybe there wouldn't be a lot of people. But to surprise, everybody came out. Even those people that rejected Biafra, many of them came out. Many of them changed mind and said, I'm a Biafra. And even when they came there, our T-shirt wasn't even enough. Some of them were really trying to get T-shirt and they couldn't get it. And now they are kind of, I have money. Can I get it with my money? All those kind of, you know. But when you are preaching to them about this movement, some of them will remind you of Wazurike. Some of them will tell you, this Okalu is building hotel in Abuja. Some of them will ask you, Atonzeribe involved in this issue? I try to let them know that, look, to take your freedom, you don't need a rich man to help you for your freedom. You don't need someone that his children are in Europe or in US. For example, I jam so many rich people, their children here. They don't think about Biafra. They don't talk anything about Biafra. All what they talk is, can you come with us? We have a party here. Or can you help us come and clean my house? Even we here in Europe, they ask us to come and clean their houses. So it's embarrassing. So I let them know that we need freedom. You all have children here. You all have adult children here. They don't even know where they came from. So why don't you stand up? Why don't you fight for your right? Why do you wait for all these people to fight for you? You know, some of them, when they hear that Atiku is in Bern, the capital of Switzerland, all of them will run over there to take a picture with Atiku so that they will post it on Facebook that they are taking a picture with Al-Majiri, you know. But I have a friend, if you go, if you know my Facebook, Michael Ify, I have my own friend from River State. He's a Port Harcourt guy. He has spoken some things on Facebook. I post it on my wall. You know, me, he's a living witness, that guy. We was with Atiku daughter. She was conducting a birthday or house party last year. So, That girl.
Where was she doing house party? Where was she doing house party?
In Geneva, sir. In Geneva, director. She was schooling here, so she just got her master in Geneva here. She finished her master here during the period of Mandela burial. So she was doing a house party. Then she didn't know that we were Igbo, and my friend is from River State, from LMA. Do you know what Atiku daughter said? She said that Igbo will never rule again when we were talking about Nigerian politics, you know. So she was, we were talking about how Boko Haram is disturbing good luck, making good luck government ungovernable. She didn't know that we are Igbo people. She thought maybe we are from other tribe, Bini or Yoruba or something. I don't know for her. But she didn't know when this come out from her mouth. My friend from River State, that guy is a living witness. He was there live. He said he couldn't believe his eyes. That guy mentioned that word, that Igbo will never rule Nigeria again. This is Atiku, direct daughter. Direct or not a granddaughter or that. This is Atiku blood, direct, I'm talking about. A lot of them are here in Geneva. They are schooling in the mountain where they pay 20,000 euro a month. That's where some of them are schooling, you know. So in this issue now, I don't know the reason why our Igbo brothers, foolish Igbo brothers with big tummy of the highest level, they don't have anything in their head. They go to take picture with Atiku when they heard that Atiku come here in Bern or Atiku is coming to Geneva. All of them, they start running around. That's why they are in Igbo meeting. They are fighting each other to take over the chairmanship of Igbo Union. Then when you talk about Biafra, I'm talking about a country where they will have a stable light, a stable education, where their children will have a liberty when they come home. They wouldn't need security to walk in the street. When you talk about Biafra, that Biafra is the land they need. They will tell you, oh, maybe you need to fraud money from us or something, to extort money from us. That's what your director is trying to do to us. You don't know what was Ricky did to us. Is that the same thing? You know, just listen to Radio Biafra. I have pushed many people to listen to Radio Biafra. When you listen, you will understand maybe the director is Wazirike or is not. Just for you to listen. So I'm tired. I'm very happy the way our sister just spoke in Afi Bushi. I hope that this kind of women, maybe we have them in their thousands, maybe they can control those men, because it's getting out of hand, director. But I really thank God and I really appreciate the Igbo people. Those people that say Igbo people don't love themselves, this and that, blah, blah, blah. I think this time around they are very ashamed of themselves. They are very. Most of my friends that do say that Igbo people don't love themselves. During the rally, they saw what happened. They were ashamed, you know. Even the Shibu girls, when they do the rally for the Shibu girls, those little ones that came there, they called their dad and say the Shibu girls rally is not up to this kind of rally. This rally is bigger. What is going on? You know, so these are children that, the Igbo children that were born outside, they don't know what is going on there, you know. So we start educating them about where they came from. And on that movement, from there on, many of them now say that they are Biafran. When you ask them, 10 out of 10 of their friends, 10, 9 out of their 10 of their friends do ask them where they came from. They say they are from Biafra. They no longer mention zoo in their mouths, you know. They no longer mention zoo with their mouths. So, director, I mean, our Igbo people, I don't really know, but it is
keep praying for them.
Just information.
Keep praying for them. Any day, thank you very much, my dad. But any day, Igbo men leave gossip, they'll survive. Any day, they leave it and face what is before them. That all the useless houses you build in Maiduguri is a waste. There is something called common sense. Common sense, very simple thing. that may not be common after all. The reason why you were driven away from your land was because we could not hold this land in security. It is therefore the duty of everybody to ensure that this place is set free. That's all. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Ojuku from France. Director, I must thank you for your patience and your way of analysis, anyway. Thank you because it takes somebody who is disciplined enough to see things the way you see it. You know, when I heard our sister talking about how our people are so stupid and deaf, I was rejoicing. I said, yes, I am not alone saying the same thing, because the other day I called our people are stupid and foolish, and one person wanted to fight me. What I am just saying is that our people lost sense of belonging, patience, foresight, constructive manners, and whatsoever it takes to be a man. Because I don't see the reason why somebody who is sound in the country, when you fight a war, fought a war and you lose the war, then you went and relaxed. And continue accepting the situation. A brave man does not accept the situation by which they were not meant to live on. But we Igbos, how stupid and so foolish we are, impatient, we don't have any patience, we accepted the situation, and today we are talking about it. I don't see the reason why we lost everything in our head, knowing fully well that we are the people holding the pillar of that country, that zoo. We were the pillar of that zoo. Just talk about it any angle. The people, you know, business otherwise, industry otherwise, intelligence otherwise, the resources and otherwise that is holding that country. Now, instead of us now taking that as an opportunity to tell the Nigerians where they were going to stay, where they are going to stand, we allow them to enter us and to destroy that sense of belonging, and we keep on behaving like morons. We keep on behaving like animals, because I've never seen it. People, we are in a country, they are in a country where everything that is holding that country, the resources otherwise, is coming from them, their land. People, we are the business and the commerce of that country is coming from them. Yet, they did not know that they are the pillar of that country. That when you are a pillar of a country, anything you say, the country will say, take it. They will go to, our fathers, our brothers that started it, by going to Lagos, to make Lagos the city, the commercial city of Shu, whereas we have Calabar, Port Harcourt, Aba, Onitsha, Enugu, Nandel, Omwere. Especially Calabar, we have the spot there. But never in the mind of the Igbo people or the Biafrans to think, yes, we are the head, we are the men in this country. The music would play to Nigerian government, they are going to announce it. They accepted the situation because they went and established all their businesses. They go to Lagos Island, they developed it to the extent that you cannot even have anywhere to park a car, because everywhere is shop. Owned by who? By Igbos. They started, and that place was filled up. Rampant. That place was contested. Now they shifted them to transfer. They developed that that place, you go to that place again, you see them. They put all the water and they constructed it. All of them went there again. Lagos Island plus Ladibor plus Alaba International Market plus is held by Igbos. Can you think that we have this sense of belonging? And we take this, relocate all this to our land, not only in Onitsha, to start with. Because when we are in Calabar, there is port there. And when we go there, we shift everything that is. Lagos will fall, Nigeria will fall, and they will be coming to our land. And we never think about anything. All we are doing is developing the people's land. I just ask one person one question. Tell me any place you know in Igbo, in Biafra land, where an African man or Yoruba man is owning something there. They don't own anything there. But we go there and we continue doing a competition. Who builds the highest house and who has the number, the large number of houses there? I just strongly believe in what my sister said. Because we have lost the sense of belonging. We are so stupid and foolish. And I don't know who have bewitched us. Because we lost this sense of patience. For us to have patience. Because it doesn't take anything, too many things to know that these people in that land, we are developing their place, but they are not developing our place. Our children, our brothers and sisters will go to school. They will come out from university.
Nobody knows, my dear brother. Nobody knows where it is all going to end. But my cousin Chijindu used to make me laugh a lot when we were growing up. He said to me, "Do you know why Israelites spent 40 years instead of 40 years in the wilderness wandering from Egypt to the promised land?" I said no. He said because they were murmuring. And that is true. That typifies an average Igbo man. Even when Moses went to go and bring down the laws of Chukwu Abiyama from Mount Sinai, they quickly forged, using their necklace, their earrings, everything they had on them to build, to carve an image out of it, to bow down before an image. They couldn't wait. That was why they perambulated for 40 years. The same affliction, the same disease is what is eating away at the fabric of the essence of an Igbo man. We must be forgiven for saying so much Igbo on this program today, because as I have said before, Efik, Ibibio, Ejong, Ishekiri, Urobo are all Igbo people. They are all Igbo people. They are clans within Igbo land. Not me, by anthropologists from Europe. Because since you believe in them so much, everybody is Igbo. All of them. Therefore, sometimes we substitute the word Biafra with Igbo. It's as simple as that. If you go to England, they have Cockney, they have Scouser, they have Brummy, they have Geordie, they have all these people. You don't have somebody from Newcastle say that they are not related to somebody from Cumbria. Because I am a Geordie, I'm different. No, you're not. You are all English people. The same thing applies here. It's a question of emphasis. Dialectical differences. The way we pronounce words. Some people call Big Forest Ago, some call it Okata, some call it Okohia. If you allow that to prevail for centuries, they say we are different people, our language is not the same. When people sometimes from Nsukka, Afiba, Bakiliki, when they speak Igbo language, I doubt how many people can hear what they're saying. Give it a few more years, an idiot from there with a contract from Hausa Fulani people will tell you that they are not Igbo. We are from the same family, and we must forge ahead as one. The caller on the line, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra on coordinator's line. Is anybody there? No. Do we have somebody on Skype? Do we have somebody on Skype? No, they're not busy. Or I should say they're too busy. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. Hello? They called and they dropped. I don't know the reason why they did so. We have a caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. I'm talking to you. Please turn your system down and speak to me via the phone because the whole world is waiting and listening. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening. This is Okudele Omale from Girona, Spain.
From Spain. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director. Thank you so much. Director, I want to commend Afi Bochik, first of all, because the likes of her is what we need in this media. You know, there are very many of them in this business, but if she can, like, the way she summed up the courage to come out and voiced out her opinion, I am telling you, if the rest of the people in this same media will come out, should come out the way she came, I believe that Biafra will go a long way. Another thing is, I just want to comment on the issue, the way our people always say Igbo this, Igbo that. When they are talking, they always refer the Biafrans as Igbo. It's not only the Biafrans. I agree with you on that one. The last long statement you made about the whole lots of other regions. Other people that belongs to this Biafra, like Ijo, Fiafibo, and all that. And but they always mention Igbo, Igbo, Igbo this, and I believe this make the other people, you know, feel that they don't belong, you know. And if we should continue this way, I mean, it will affect our struggle somehow. But
what makes you think so? Do you believe in the truth?
Yes, I believe
it. Do you know that the truth is very bitter?
Yes, it is.
Why shouldn't I refer to somebody from Ibibio as Igbo, since Ibibio means Ibonta? That's the meaning of the literal meaning of the word Ibibio, means little Igbo, not little in any sense, just like naming your child Junior or whatever. There is Ibupu and Ibonta. As simple as that.
Yeah.
There is a Faruku, I'm coming. We must make this very clear. There is a Faruku where I come from. There are places called Afaranta, also within my area. Does it mean we should jettison them? I want them to come and tell us the meaning of the word Ibibio. No, most of them don't know the meaning of it.
No.
Ibibio means Ibonta. Ibibio, that is the meaning of the word Ibonta. We must speak the truth. People may not like it. We are not begging anybody to accept the truth. The truth must be spoken. If Efik, people of Cross River State, if they're not Igbo people, how come we dance Epe? They too dance Epe. How come we have the Okonkwo fraternity? Who gave us Okonkwo? Ibibio people. If they are not related to us, how come we have the same fraternity as them? Very simple question that people can't answer. They can't answer it.
I agree with you, Director. I'm just saying, because the way our Igbos always categorize the Biafra as call all the Biafrans, instead of saying Biafra, they always say Igbo whenever they talk. So I'm just saying that these people may pick, you know, they may. So I'm just saying that they may find fault in that.
No, and my dear brother, they will not find fault in it. Because when we use the word Igbo, they say, oh, why Igbo all the time? We tell them that you're actually also Igbo. Igbo doesn't belong to us. So how come Obi Igbo is in a place called Ikwerre Land? People that say they're not Igbo people. The only place answering Obi Igbo anywhere in the world, everywhere, even where I come from, I thought Afara is unique to my people. They said, no, you have Afara all over the place. There is only one place called Obi Igbo. Obi Igbo means the heart of Igbo land. The people from the heart of Igbo land say they're not Igbo. You want us to encourage them to be thinking that way? To subvert history and nature? The answer is no. We tell you the truth. If you like, you accept it. If you like, you don't. But only the truth can set us free. Every Ikwerre person knows they are Igbo people. All of them, bar none. Even the so-called Ogoni people. There is nothing called Ogoni. Ogoni is another fabrication. Nobody is an Ogoni person. Ogoni is another, it's like saying that somebody is a Nigerian. These are historical facts. People should go and check all these facts for themselves. The only reason is that they stole money. You have some children from that part of the world. And I said to them, you have been raised from rent collected from abandoned properties. You and your parents are criminals. You are rogues. You stole properties that don't belong to you. You are a criminal. If you're raised on the proceeds of criminality, how then would you want to come out and say, oh, I'm an Igbo person? Because you stole from your own flesh and blood. That is why I love the Shekiri people. The Yorubas came to Owerri. They wanted to get the Shekiris to say, oh, Yorubas. They drove them away and told them, we know who our relatives are, not you. As simple as that. Anytime you speak the truth, it should always prevail, because truth is constant. It doesn't change. Why do you think people fall by the wayside when they confront us? We have one weapon, truth. After a while, people may be confused for 5, 6 hours, 7 hours. You give them the truth. Once the truth comes out, everybody says, okay, is that what happened? Why do you think people are afraid to call us? The line is free and open. If you want us to take your call, please, you can inbox. We give you a dedicated line. Because they are liars. That is why they write and they run away. They cannot defend what they're saying. Because they are born liars. When Rocha Sokolacha came into Bilie, I told them, no, we cannot have Rocha Sokolacha. And true to form, do you know where they hold their meetings? Here in Enugu, in a place built by Rocha Sokolacha called Igbezrume or Igbezwe. One rubbish, useless, concrete monstrosity in front of the airport. Here in Enugu. Did I not tell you that Rocha was in Bilie? You people love lies and deceit. That is why this very land is suffering. You love lies and deceit because you cannot handle the truth. That is why you go to gossiping. You can't handle the truth. It's very simple. That is why you find solace in gossip, because you are lazy. You don't reason properly. Rocha Sokolacha, in Biafra freedom fighting, you must be mad. You see, maybe on your person is mad. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. If you can hear me, it's Skype actually. This is Skype call. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, indigenous people of Biafra, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom. My name is Chinyere Njiribako, and I am calling from Italy. Director, I really want to comment on what Barrister Imam Mezu said about our people not being at fault for leaving our land to go and invest in other lands. But I partially disagree with him on that ground, because
yes.
If they have closed our industries, factories, and company, is not an excuse for our people to be investing outside our land or outside our hometown. Let's take, for instance, the Northerners. Even with all the development they are using our money to do in the north over there, yet the Northerners are there in our land, in full everywhere in our land, doing their businesses. But they will still take the same money they get from our land. They will go back to their places, build their houses, do their farms, make investments in their own land.
That is correct.
now our people, our young men and women going to other states or countries or lands to hustle or to look for greener pastures is not a sin. I don't see anything bad in that, sir. But what thing I see about our stupidity is that we make this money there. We use the same money to help the people of that land to invest, to develop their own land.
Yes.
Why we leave our own desolate? Now, our parents also are not to be left out of this. Most of us, our parents are also contributed to what is happening to us today. I remember when I was growing up in Owerri, you will hear some parents comparing their sons to other children. They will tell you, hey, look at Obinna in Lagos that just went yesterday. He has come back and built mansion for his father. You are here trying to sell pure water, trying to do this. You know, our parents not make this easy for most of our young men. They talk and frustrate them, comparing them with other of their mates, not even knowing how those people that they are even comparing them with are doing over there, or the kind of business, if it is legal or illegal, they are doing over there. And some of these things that our parents, some of the words our parents tells us, you know, hurt us, angers us, and make us to do what we did not even plan initially to do. But nevertheless, yes, all these things has happened, and it has happened. But at least that also is not also a criteria. When you are in somebody's land, like a fowl, when a fowl gets to a new environment, it stands on its feet. It surveys the environment to know if it is safe for it to put the two legs down. And when he sees that the place is clear, he puts his two legs down. But when he sees that there is danger, off it goes. Our people don't learn from their environment. You stay in a country or in a state, you study the place. These people, are there people outside? If there are people are in my land, are they investing in my land? The way I'm about to invest in their land, are they doing the same thing in my place? That is what we should reason. That is what you think. But I'm so ashamed that our Igbos are so daft, director, like you always tell them that they are. Daft. They are even more than daft. If there is any other thing I can use to qualify them, I would have used that. You sit down in a place and you develop the place and you leave your own land. Some of these people don't have a place in their fatherland. A story happened one a certain time. A young man that based in Abuja spent all his money, made all investment, built houses, buy cars, did everything, and people, his friends were hoping that if he can do all these things in Abuja, definitely in his father's land, he must have a lot of mansion there. When this man died, there was not even a place to bury him in his fatherland. His father's house is filled with bush, no, but nothing, grass all over the place. His friends that have to clear the place and make a space for him to be buried. And this is somebody that have mansion in Abuja and have chains of cars over there. Stupidity in the highest order. Real stupidity in the highest order.
I agree with you.
Our parents should learn to encourage us. They should learn to encourage us in everything we do and encourage us to invest in our own land and not chasing us away from our father's land by comparing us with others. Director, something happened in 1993. I was young then. But when they had that also Abiola, my God, that was when I knew that our Igbos are formidable. Let me just put it that way. Do you know that Igbos owns every state they occupy in the zoo? When Oso Abiola happened, that all Igbos ran back home. When you stay at Oshodi, you will be seeing my two. Everywhere was.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you the truth. Those who witnessed it then, if I'm lying, let them call on air and tell me that I'm lying. During Abiola's time, 1993, also Abiola, Lagos was empty. Because why? Our people left Lagos. They all went home. The Yorubas were crying. Ah, and when you put it law at the Daron, that the Igbos have gone. We are finished.
Why shouldn't we go today and finish them off, those left? Finish them off completely.
They were lamenting seriously, director. They were lamenting because no one to pay their rent. No one to. They cannot. Their people cannot pay the kind of rent an Igbo man will pay. No one. They felt the pains.
Amazing. Amazing.
So it was after Osa Abiola that our people now came back. When they now saw that everything has stabilized, they now came back to Lagos and started displaying their stupidity by investing in Lagos. And that is what we are suffering today. I keep telling most of them that my friends, look, if you remember what happened during 93, then you should know that Igbos, we are great. We are people, we are formidable in every aspect of life. Let us go back home and invest. If you have a land in Lagos, if you don't know what to do with it, sell it. Use the money and come and invest in your own land.
I agree with you, my dear sister. And to show that we are unique, do you know that the 30th of May Remembrance 2014 is the first kind, is the first time that something of that magnitude is happening anywhere in the world? It is because we are black people from Africa that you don't understand what you did on the 30th of May. But the work is not finished. The job is not done. We march on relentlessly towards restoring our country called Biafra. They will be flailing by the wayside. They will be talking. And I love them. These idiots, I love them. They identify the weak ones amongst us. That's their job. That's why I allow them sometimes to comment. Because they help you identify those of us who are weak. Those who in the future will make good saboteurs. I told you before that saboteurs come from envy. No other thing. That's how you know a saboteur. It starts with envy. They convince themselves that somehow their deluded minds are conceiving something that is right when it is patently wrong. That's what's wrong with them. Before you know it, they'll say, oh, let me go and tell Hausa man before it's too late. They compromise an entire struggle. They compromise it. That is why I love what these fools are doing by the side. Even today, we have picked up some potential traitors that we know in time to come that they couldn't handle things when they are put under pressure. So you're telling me that a Yoruba paper can... So you people don't know that? That time will come when Yoruba papers and AIT will devote their time to try to bring down the leadership. You don't know that? So you don't know that time is coming? Even BBC and CNN, you don't know that? That is when you know men that understand what they're doing. Not shout, Biafra, 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 Biafra. Somebody who is nameless and faceless writes something. You can't say, please, what is your name? Before I accept, what is your name? Have you attended any meetings with these people? Where are your sources? You accepted it as gospel, betraying your weakness. Weakness. I hate weak men. If we were weak, we wouldn't have addressed the people the way we did at Enugu. The answer is no. Because we are fearless before our enemies. If they try anything stupid, they wouldn't know. Of course, they knew what was coming. They knew what was coming. We won't stop with you. Everything that bears your name will die. Not with you. Everything that has your name will go down. Then you know how fanatical we are about Biafra. You think this is some useless bunch of people coming together? You are about to see what you have not seen before. Go back and reflect on the 30th of May 2014 as a day that we got somewhere in this very exercise of ours. It has never been done before. Anywhere in the world. Never. Not even the war in Vietnam. Nowhere did you mobilize the people across the entire 24 time zones of the world. That is what we mean by being formidable. Of course, we have some idiots by the side. There is the idiots now to remind us of where we are going and to help us pick out those who are weak amongst us, those who cannot stay the battle. Do we have a caller on Skype? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype? No, they can't. The one on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I can hear you. My name is Ndubisi Ufe from Amankalu Alai in Bendele government.
Thank you. Go ahead. Your name, that's your name and where you come from. Where are you calling from, please, with the country you're in?
I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia.
From Malaysia.
Please go ahead.
I want to comment on what our first sister that spoke. I have been waiting since 2 hours to comment on what she said. And finally, I got the opportunity. I must say, all what she said is correct, is absolutely correct, because most of our brothers here in Malaysia, where we are, they prefer to buy the debt houses in Banana Island, Lagos, Ikoyi, Abuja, and all that. If you tell them, look, Mr. Man, you don't have to do that, they will tell you, oh, it is only a poor man that doesn't want to live in Lagos or in Abuja. So last year, I was so astonished that I had over the news that somebody like Odiso Akalo is building a steel mill company that will employ 400 people in Ibele, his own native land. I think if people like that would be doing such a thing, what are we here doing? What are we going to do in the facilities? We're not going to do anything in the facilities. We'll go home and work. And there's something that, again, I want to encourage our people, irrespective of, are you from Anambra, Imo State, Abia State? This Malaysia we are, most of us are still celebrating, saying, Imo people are so than they do. Abia State people are so than they do. So it is really, really appalling that still yet, most of us cannot even. If you think very well, most of them building house in Abuja, Lagos, they don't even have a two-room apartment in their own village, talk less of in any township in Biafra land. So I continue to encourage them, because even if I have 100 billion naira, if I don't know where to invest the money in Biafra land, I would dig a big pot and put it inside and combine it with sound, because investing money in such places is very, very wrong. It's being busy doing nothing. I also told some of my friends, I said, look at those outside people that bring cattle to Abba, Abia State, because I based in Abia State, Abba precisely. I told them, all these people, they had money. If you go to where they stay, like the time people were killing alpha men, we follow, we among those people that rock that seat. They kind of, today I'm speaking to God to forgive me, because the kind of alpha men we killed in our back that time, also can encourage us, say, nah, go on there, and we kill them at the hill. So the kind of money we got from those people, upon the kind of money they have, they don't even stay in flats in Igbo land. But our people, they still remain in Gronu, Adamawa, Zamfara. I told them, if you are in Zamfara, they killed you. The truth is that your blood is on your head. Nobody will mourn you. So I would still like to commend you, Mr. Manicano, that I pray God to give you the ability and all the good things you need to pilot this affair, because it is not good. I know spiritually and physically they have been trying, but God said his people will jump and pass. If they send them through air, we will jump and pass. So I really commend you and pray God to grant you the strength, because it is not easy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Whoever said it was, it is not. That I can assure you. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live and direct from here, the studios of the radio station, housed at the indigenous people of Biafra, our headquarters here in our capital, Let's go to the line. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. No, we've lost them. We have lost them. We've lost them. Let's see if we can get another person on the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah. Good evening, my director.
Good evening.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to dear friends all over the world. This is the PLO and the Women Coordinator of Indigenous People of Biafra in Israel.
Thank you very much.
Director, as you can see, our memorial in Israel, it went so well, more than we had ever expected. The turnout was very, very good. And everyone that came there complied with us. It was really beyond our expectation, and everything moved smoothly without any problem. We are really surprised that the turnout that day, it was really, really smooth. More than we even ever expected, and everything worked very fine and was at its place. So we are really, really happy about the whole thing. And the director also has to talk about, like 2 days ago, in the broadcast, he talked about holding a program from every country, anybody that is interested and thinks that he or she can be able to handle it. So I want to talk about that also. I still think I can still do it from Israel. He wants somebody from Israel to do it. And another thing also, I want to talk about, you said that we are the second phase of the struggle now, and we don't need any nonsense. Only the people that who are formidable can move with us. After the rally, the memorial we did on Friday, some bunch of idiots came from the zoo to mobilize our people. They are from the Nigerian embassy. They mobilized the so-called egos that we are fathered by the House of Management, who think that they call themselves Biafra after what we did. And they were working, they were praying for the Chibok girls here. They brought girls from Nigeria, and what is amazing, there were 2 people that stood with us that day on our memorial. The next day, I know that they were paid to do the, I don't know what this advert or what, it broke girls. And many of the people that we don't even expect. You know, I always tell you what you have is enemy within. The last we thought, and about they do another thing. They went there and they were complaining for the Chibok girls. And one of the idiots that did it was the person that we did our memorial at the party. So one of the idiots that refused us doing our memorial. It's not like he refused us. He was in charge of their life and he killed the king for us not to do our memorial. One of the ones beyond our expectation, people were like bringing out help from anywhere, and we did what we ought to do. It was the same the next day. I think they paid them. They went and did that. We tried to take their pictures on Facebook so that you see the bunch of crazy maggots that did it. They now went and did campaigns. But it's not going to deter us from doing what we want to do. But what we want to tell you, we might be taking from our Middle East coordinator here, we might be taking streets, we're taking street orders from our headquarters. We don't want to take any idiot alongside with us. So we might be reshuffling our seats 25 times from now. We don't want to put our freedom towards the betrayers amongst us. Anybody we think that is not working with us, we're going to take the person out without any circumstance over it. Because most of those people within us, and it's people still campaigning with those bunch of assholes, that's what I call them, who claim that they are Biafran. So this is what, many times from now, we may be reshuffling ourselves.
Of course, you have to. You have to.
Don't want anybody to deter us. We don't need saboteurs, because this struggle we are on, we don't want anybody to pull us back. Even if we are 2, even just 1 person standing, let it be a same person standing.
That's
I'm
correct.
Not an idiot. This is what we want to do from now henceforth. And another of my messages goes to, if our sister here, Rita Nibongo, please, you should try to hear from her. We've been trying to reach her. We know that in this book, we don't always have electricity. Please, I don't know why her line doesn't go most times. If she can pass her direct number to us on Skype, it would be great, because most times she wants to be contacting her. this is possible for her, we would appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Director.
Thank you very much and well spoken. Your dedication to your country is outstandingly exceptional. We know that Israel is very strong. Israel, they are at the head in terms of their nearness to the source of spirituality. That is why they are important to us. And we thank Chukwu Abiyama for making it possible for us to march in unison. Do not despair. Many people will fall by the wayside as we march. Many will just pack their bags one day and run away. For one thing or the other. But we are relentless. I had said or thought to myself this evening to announce the people that will be in the new structure. But in deference to Ikechukwu Enyiago for the loss that he suffered, we shall do so tomorrow. It will be announced tomorrow. Mind you, that there are in effect 4 departments of state. 4 in total. The Advisory Council, the Directorate of State, the Army Council, and the Chief of Staff, all reporting to me, I hasten to add. There will be only one single command and control because of the phase we are going into. If we allow this thing to resemble a jamboree, a gossiping Igbo man or a group of them are capable of doing much damage. That is why no Igbo meeting anywhere in the world is a success. Because they spend time gossiping. They never do the things they are asked to do. All they do is gossip more than women. That is why we would not allow or tolerate any such rubbish. If you have anything to say, pick up your phone, go on Skype and say it. Simple. All this nonsense, childish bickering and gossiping has no place here. Impossible. If you have anything, come on air and say it live. If you have questions, we answer you. Simple. Who do we have on the line? Let's take their call. The caller on the line, please give us your name. No, they're not paying attention, are they?
Hello?
Yes, please. Yes, your name and where you are. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Richard Anyalechi calling from Sweden.
From Sweden. Please go ahead.
Yes. First of all, I want to thank Chukwu Abiyama, who made it possible for all the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide to carry on our Larry 30th of May.
Thank you.
So you
your line, my dear brother. Hello. Yes. Can you hear me? Your line is going in and out. Call us back. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Hello.
Yes, I can hear you very clear.
Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, very well. Your name?
My name is NBC Daniel. I'm calling from Israel.
From Israel. Please go ahead.
Hello?
We can hear you. Please go ahead.
I am from Imo State. Yeah, please. I want to give thanks to our director. I want to commend his effort. I want to give my kudos to all his working crews. I want to also give my condolence to our brother who lost his father. Please accept our condolence. Director, I want to talk to you about the way you handle things. I want to thank you for this project that has come and gone. I want to thank about the Radio Biafra. Believe me, you people don't know what you have done to us. This Radio Biafra is something that each time I listen to it, I get energized. I get the motivation. I get the spirit. I understand what I brought you. I feel excited to be a Biafra. Honestly. Previously, we have had a lot of people that have come on the way, claiming one team leader of Biafra or whatever. And at the end of the day, we go by the way without achieving anything. But the great issue, what I'm getting, I strongly believe in
everything you are speaking. Please, I want to give you kudos to that. Please, go on the way you are doing it. The more you speak, the aggressive, the power you speak is getting into us. Please, don't relent. Don't relent. I also want to tell you, in this struggle, you will encounter a lot of Jesus, because they said that it's just a person that must be Jesus. And I also want to tell you that people who will fight you are not people from outside. Even if they are from outside, they must use something with Igbo name, somebody that speaks Igbo, to counter certain things you're doing. Please do not be distracted. Do not relent. I read something on Facebook this evening. I was totally outraged. I can't imagine how can Igbo man just to be as one kind foolish evening and with his faceless picture or whatever can come up or come on Facebook and start writing facts.
What did he write, my dear brother? Excuse me. Hello? Hello? What did this person write? What did they write so we can deal with it? Yes, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Please tell me. What did they write so we can deal? We don't sweep anything under the carpet. What did they write so we can deal with it? Go ahead.
I can't go to my Facebook. If I go to my Facebook, I have to read it out for you. But he knows a lot of trash, pertaining to the leadership, and he's talking about the allocating the secretary to Kitsu Yago and the boss and a lot of things. You know, when you get to Facebook, you will see this. And a lot of people that was on Facebook this evening saw it. Okay, but I thank God that a lot of their friends are there, you know, make a mockery of this guy. They are asking him some questions that at the point he ran away. You know, at the end, he said that he's going to call tonight. And I was waiting to hear the call, but up to now, he has not called. This is to show that this guy is paid by some people to come and do this. Okay? So please, director, do not allow this kind of people to get you distracted. Yes, definitely, something like this might come on the way. That I would expect it. And it will come from an Igbo man. It will come from somebody who bears Igbo name. But do not allow such nonsense, such malicious and the negative thought of people to get you distracted. Okay? So now the next I want to speak is concerning what our sister there, Afik spoke about. And a man made our own barrister and attorney at law, can encounter it. I want to, maybe before the program ends, I want him to come back and retrace that statement he made. There is this adage in Igbo that says that if you cannot reject yourself because the world rejected you. Mother that woman. Even if the Nigerian government, the system in Nigerian government in that zoo was created to marginalize Igbo, Igbo cannot marginalize themselves. How can we leave our home and run away? In the name of, there is no Nkalago cement, the seaport in Akraba was closed, and this and that. That is not enough excuse for us to leave our homeland and build in Lagos, in Abuja, in Ibadan, or whatever. Imam should come back. If there is any of his brother or relative that is about to develop a place outside Igbo land, and he uses this as an excuse, I want to tell that person that with the way things is going, that very person will become an error. There's a, when I was growing up in Onitsha, there's a kind of a deal you will invest your money at the end of the day, they will call you error. Somebody that went home without nothing. Because many of our people that have built houses in Maiduguri, Kano, and so on, all of them are considering how to run and leave it behind. Now, if they cannot sell it, even now, nobody is ready to buy it, because in no distant time, those houses will be a wasted effort. It will be a wasted, you know, money. So, you cannot just say that there is every sense that somebody can leave his own town, go out and make money. But there is another sense on how do you or where do you invest the money? How can our people invest, build mansions in Lagos? That these two guys that are singing Peace Queen or whatever, they said that they have mansions all over the Nigeria, but in their hometown, they don't build anything. What they built in their hometown is nothing to write home about. This is the kind of excuse people give to themselves to develop other people's town. And you come back in Neboland, it looks like a desert. It looks like a trash. So, a man as a person in his own, you know, form cannot come on air and acknowledge people for going out, investing, developing other places. This is the time our people need to come back home. I could remember one man, Orange Jog, have brought the industry back to Onitsha. And a lot of people are bringing their industries back to Eastern Land. And when we acknowledge ourselves by doing this, this is the only way we can give job to our people. This is the only way. When I was about to build in Nigeria, a friend told me that, do I know how much a flat can cost in Lagos? That if I build in Lagos, I will get times two of what I might get in Onitsha. I told him that whatever I build in Onitsha will be there forever. Whatever I build in Neboland will be there forever. Whatever I build outside Neboland, that is temporary. That thing cannot last. That thing I cannot sleep with two of my eyes closed. But whatever any of us build in Neboland, whatever development, whatever thing we do in Neboland, that remains forever. Automatically. So I want to plead with you not to discourage some of us or our brothers who want to develop our Eastern region, our Biafran land, you know, the name of that we are being marginalized because we are being marginalized. We have the excuse of going outside to go and build or to develop. Okay? So let's, before the programs end, let him come back and respect that statement. It's not good. Aside from that, I want to thank you and all your crews who have devoted the time despite the situation there, despite the condition, despite the enemy, despite all other things. And you come out, leave everything you're doing, leave your bed in London, leave your father's kingship, and you want to deliver this project. It's not easy. It's not easy. Definitely it's not easy. I also want to tell you that a lot of enemies will come. A lot of people will come. Now here you will see this, some Igbo people, they will come with their Igbo politics. And that Igbo politics that left us behind, they will come up with it. But this time around, they will fail totally. Thank you, Director, for the fire you have done. And thank you for the fire we are about to go.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. And we are on guard. People say this all the time. We are on guard. We know the machinations. See, I studied Biafra for 18 years. I know why we failed. Our people are very lazy, most especially Igbo men. Very, very lazy. They want to go and reap where they did not sow. You sit in your house writing one or two lines on Facebook waiting for somebody to build something and give you leadership. You are mad. You are insane. You can't even handle it. Do you know why this part of the world is not developed? When the white people were here, they brought what I can only describe as what I call ephemeral development. Very, very cosmetic. A few towns were developed. There came a breed of men calling themselves nationalists. They wanted the white man to go so they can assume power and do wonders like the white man. And you know the funniest thing? After nearly 60 years, these people cannot generate electricity. When the white man was doing it, they thought it was easy. You just go in with your siren in the morning, with your danchiki or your abada, with your broken English, with your backward way of doing things, somehow you can develop. No, there is a natural order. If you want to be developed, if you want to accomplish something, there has to be some measure of discipline. Without discipline, you cannot get up in the morning and be at work at 9 a.m. in the morning, if you're in the UK. Without discipline, you cannot afford to do anything. We are not disciplined enough to appreciate that if you're not a leader today, you can be a leader tomorrow. But for you to be a leader in Biafra, dear Lord God, you have to sweat and work for it. You cannot sit in your house gossiping like a deranged lunatic on the street and you expect leadership. You must be mad. Let's go and take this call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Hello? Hello, the caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is Ernest Omubu Emeli. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal, the PRO of Indigenous People of Biafra in Senegal.
Please go ahead.
Okay, Director, first of all, I want to send my sympathy to Ikechukwu Enyago for the loss of his father. My people have something, one adage, like, that's good that they say that, not Nna Neni Nwa. So, Ikechukwu Enyago, you're supposed to take cards. So, Director, I just want to give information of what happened today in Senegal. You know, after our demonstration, everything went well. Today, we received a convocation from police. They invite us to come to station, that the Nigerian embassy called the presidency here, asking them why they allow us to demonstrate. We went there with our coordinator and the patrol guy that helped us to secure our registration and the authorization. So when we get there, the police was asking us that the what we wrote that we are going to do that day is not what we did. So, but as God may have it, after all said and done, the police tell us to go, that there is no problem, that what we explained to them is not what the embassy told them. So, and we are getting information that some of our Igbo directors, sometimes when you talk about Igbo, many of us did not understand what you are saying, but now I'm beginning to understand what you are saying, because before the police call, bring the convocation to us, some of our Igbo brothers here have been calling us already that those people that help us to bring the convocation, that the police have sent the convocation for them, showing that they are working with the embassy, or if they get information from us, they will go and pass it to the embassy. But I just want to tell them that shame will be upon them, because they think maybe when we go to the police station, after all said and done, they will detain us or charge us to court. But I can tell you that after all explanation, the police tell us to go, that they, because the whole documents that needed our registration and the whole documents given to us by Senegalese government, we took the whole documents to them. After presenting all the documents to them, they find out that everything we did was legal. So then I'll tell us to go. Director, I just want to warn all those guys, because the particular guy that did this thing, he called our treasurer. We have his number, but we don't want to call him on air, because if he continue to repeat this particular something, maybe he will run in this Senegal. Director, another thing I want to say about what Afi Bochik and the Mamezu said is that Barrister Mamezu, I support Afi Bochik. Because what he's saying is that even if you move out of Igbo land to make your money, after making the money, you bring back the money to come and invest building house. So majority of all those guys that build house in Lagos and Abuja and the northern part of the country, zoo. Some of them did not even have even a one-room apartment in their village. When they come back for Christmas or any celebration, they will go and stay in a hotel. So what I think Chik is saying, I'm really in support of her, because if when you go and my people always say that Akulon or Kowebos, we will not go and make all the whole money in Lagos, make all the whole money in Abuja, invest the whole money there. All those things, if anything happens to the country now, if our people decide to pass one law to seize all those properties, there's nothing anybody can do. So I really support that people. But what Barrister Mohammed was saying is that because of the policy that Awolowo and the Nigerian government passed, everybody, the whole land is dry. Yes, we agreed. The whole land is dry. When you go to Lagos to make money, you bring the money back to your land to build. If you want to build some industries, you come back down. We have many places to invest in Onitsha, Aband, Enugu, any place you feel like. So, Director, that's the information I just want to pass to you. Some guys have had the news, they are carrying the news up and down that the police have invited us to here, that they are going to lock us up. I just want to tell them that everybody, nobody is inside the police net. We went there, and after the questioning and so on, they let us go. So that's the only thing I want to tell you, Director. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear brother, and God bless you. The Senegalese are formidable. I mean, the Biafrans in Senegal. The caller on the other Skype, the coordinator's line, can you hear me?
It's you. Take it. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
You called Radio Biafra and you're having another discussion. Are you willing to speak to us? No, I don't think so. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, my name is Matthew. I'm Okechukwu Akunye.
Please, Okechukwu, stay where you are. The barrister is on the line. Lest I forget, Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Absolutely, Director.
Please, go ahead.
Director, I just want to correct some few impressions, you see. Our people tend to. And of course, Director, I mean, sometimes I wish you can represent me without me coming back, forth, and forward every time. Because I know the views you have about Igbos and Biafran. And you know that I'm a defender of Igbo culture, Biafran culture. Whenever and wherever Igbos are mentioned, I defend it to infinity. When Biafrans are mentioned, I'll be there to defend it, Director. How I wish sometimes you can defend these two groups without me coming back forward. Then again,
Barrister, I cannot defend the Igbo, I'm afraid. You know how I feel about it. Igbo, the word Igbo makes me sick. Can you tell me one thing Igbos have achieved before?
Director,
nothing.
I'm here to defend them.
Nothing.
I'm here to defend them.
Go ahead,
it's okay.
Please.
It is okay, Director, so that will test the authenticity of my listenership. Because if Igbos or Biafrans are not defended, obviously I'm not listening. Uche, before we say they are not listening, it shows that I'm listening. Therefore, I have to defend my people. Igbo, Biafra, that is what I'm here for. You cannot tie a man's hands at his back and expect that man to flourish. It is impossible. You know, when our sister, the Afiwo Chik, if you like, our own sister, who spoke openly that Biafran's Igbos supposed to be blamed for their going outside of Igbo land to flourish. Then I have problem with her by saying, do not blame a man if you remove all the tools for him to work on. Director, you know why I love debate? You always have
those opposing and those proposing. Those opposing and those proposing, they are equal of the same magnitude. People will support our sister, the Afuyati Ochik, and then you will see those who will support Baritema Mezu. That is the only way we can have balanced views without which Biafra is too far. Because if we have only one singular issue and proceed to infinity, it is not right. We have to balance left and or right.
So are you no? So barrister, do you believe that truth is absolute?
Sorry?
Do you believe that truth is yoku? Truth is absolute. That there is no balancing when it comes to truth. Is either something is truth or not?
Truth can never be exchanged for anything.
So it is absolute.
It can only stand straight.
Yes. Go ahead.
But the reason why we debate, director, is to find the absolute. That's all. If we leave anything and everything the way it is, we will not find the absolute. Truth will always prevail. We will argue yes, no, at the end of the day we will stand on a central issue, which is the truth. The truth is this, that the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram with Britain rendered us homeless, rendered us useless. Whichever way you put it, that is the only truth. They made Biafrans unrecognizable. They made us so that we will remain the way we are. But people like Director refused to put like Kuchemi for, and those who support Radio Biafra refuse that things cannot remain the way that others made us to be. After Nri existed since 1911, the truth is paramount. Every and any other argument is part of the reason why we are here. Because if the truth is paramount, Director, we will not be here. We have to engineer some combination of elements to bring about the truth. If not, the truth will not come as it's supposed to be. We argue to establish the truth. Biafrans can never exist in isolation. The reason why we are here is because we are denied of what we have. What the things that made us Biafra has been removed away from us, tied our hands at our back, and asked us to exist. You captured a man as Boko Haram do. They tied your hands, tied your legs, and then they used machete to cut your throat. How can you operate?
But barrister,
that's what we are talking.
I accept.
If we are saying
yes,
sorry.
No, I accept some of the points that you're making. But what I'm struggling to reconcile is that bag of cement, because before you start building a house, you have to go and call, as our memorial taught me, you call those that would dig the ground. Is that correct? You buy cement, you buy block, or you mold block, and you start building. Before you build or you buy cement in Maiduguri, why can't you dig that foundation here? That's what I'm asking. Because if everybody's outside, as our brother said from Israel, we know all these things you are flying is correct. People have dealt with us. We know that very well. But we are now dealing with ourselves. We are now dealing with ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me agree with you, Director, but let me deviate briefly. Majority of our people are building houses and doing businesses for commercial purposes. You want to build a house, for example, in Umuahia. Who are those to buy and sell in Umuahia? You build a house, five-story building. You borrowed money from the bank, Director, and you want to build a house in order to recover the money and pay the bank. But those who are supposed to live in your house are living in Lagos and in Abuja. What do you do? You have a house, it has to function. Electricity, water. But there's no water in Umuahia. There's no electricity. It is not functioning. What do? You go build in Lagos or in Kaduna or in Sokoto or in Zamfara, where electricity at least, you get electricity twice in a week. In Oahu, you'll be once every month. If you are a business-oriented human being, you go to Lagos or Abuja, because that is where lights are likely to come on once or twice in a week. In Oahu, once every month. I would rather prefer to do it in Oahu. Director, if we have electricity in Oahu, business will flourish there. There will not be. Remember, Director, those who did marketing and economics, nearness to your business. 4 P's in every marketing. 4 P's. 1, product, nearness to your product. P, place where you have transportation for the product. The third one, where the raw material is. And the fourth one, where transportation is viable. Director, all Jews of Kali did not build the road going to your place, but they built the road going to Abuja. They built going to Zamfara. They built the road going to Sokoto. So sometimes when we blame our people, we see some of the reasons why they act the way they act. Once you are bettered, you cannot claim of not being good. Our problem, Director, is because of the way we are being handled, because of the way we are treated.
Barrister, it is because we are foolish.
We have no need.
Barrister.
Sorry?
It is because we are foolish, not the way we are handled.
Sorry?
Because we are foolish, Shindy Baribe. We are foolish. That is why things are the way they are with us. Don't we go to Dubai to go and buy things? Don't we fly to Japan? Some of us 2 days flying to Japan to go and import something we could have made in Aba. We go to Japan to import floor tiles. Do you know that ceramics somewhere can make floor tiles?
Yes.
But we go to China to go and import something. The freight we spend 2 months on the high seas. When it gets here, a poor person cannot afford it. Barrister, the only thing stopping the reopening of ceramics is our stupidity and hopelessness. The only thing stopping the reopening of Golden Guinea Brews Limited is our stupidity and collective hopelessness. Barrister, the only thing stopping the reopening of Niger Steel, the reopening of Niger Sem, the only thing stopping the reopening of Niger Gas, of Anamco, of all these factories and industries that could absorb the raw talent of Biafran's barrister is our collective stupidity, our innate hatred of ourselves, and our embracement of lies. Okwuasi, that is why, barrister, that is why we are suffering. We don't like the truth. What is a human being doing in Maiduguri? Onitsha used to be the largest market in West Africa. People will come from Gabon to Onitsha. As in, I hear man a wrong way. I hear man a wrong way. It doesn't matter where you are. As long as your product is in demand, people will go there to buy it. I accept what you're saying, that we have been dealt a very raw deal. But that should have brought us together. Do you know that BBC, barrister, you know this very well. After all, you contributed immensely to where Radio Biafra is today. Barrister, did we wait for BBC to talk about Biafra? Did we wait for CNN?
No.
Did we wait for Radio Nigeria? No. We did it ourselves. We said enough is enough. If you people will not talk about Biafra, Biafrans will talk about Biafra. End of story. If a Hausa man will not build our roads for us, we build the damn roads. What does it take to build a road? Vegetable oil and concrete. That's all. What is concrete? Limestone. Barrister, nothing stops us from reopening the limestone mines at Nkalago and Abakaliki and starting the cement industry. It's because we Igbo. Now, once you put Igbo in it, everything is gone. Add Igbo, IGBO, the whole thing will scatter. That's all.
Barrister, I agree with you, but let me tell you where I departed. Where I departed is because, as you know, in every situation, in every 12, you always have a Judas. The House of Fulani Boko Haram contracted some of our people, those that love money. And because we have one or two people that love money who moved away from our contractual obligation, does not mean that Director Baltimore Mezu Chemefo, those that support Biafra and the friends of Biafra are wrong. No. Because they took only few, the greedy ones amongst us, those who are very, very avaricious, does not mean that all of us are also stupid. No, Director. What we have to realize is, because of you and I and majority of those who believe in Biafra, that is why we are where we are today. Because we said no to those few. And as a result, Director, it does not mean that all evils or all of our people are foolish. No. Only those few who believe that they should be deceived by Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. What I'm trying to tell you here, Director, is this. We have been deceived by few individuals, those who took bribe to deceive the Afrans. And that is why the likeness of you and I and those who support Biafra, those in America, those in Asia, those in Malaysia, and those in Senegal, and those in London, said no, all of us cannot be foolish. That's why you have some reasonable, intelligent people of Biafra extraction are fighting for what we are doing up to today. So what I'm trying to tell you, Director, is that all of us are not foolish. We are fighting for the restoration of Biafra. Therefore, when you want to blame or castigate our people, say few. Don't say all. Because when you say all, it makes me sad, as if I'm one of those. Of course, without you mentioning my name. Say some of our people. Say some Igbo people. I am an Igbo man. And when you criticize Igbo people, I am one of them. And some of us, then there's no need for me to be calling in to explain or defend. Some of us are still alive. Some of us are still reasonable. And some of us are still fighting for the state of the nation of Biafra. Director, you know with me and you that I will defend that name, Igbo. Forget about those who have taken bribe. I haven't taken no bribe. Director, you have not taken any bribe. You are an Igbo man. From where you came from. We are singing from the same song. All of us cannot be condemned. There are quite a, very many of us that still love what we are doing. That is what I'm saying is, Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, in support with the British people, made us what we are today. That's why we say no, and no anymore. We are going home. And home, Biafra, is where all of us are going. Thank you, Director. Do you know, I've spoken too much today, more than any other day.
Because,
and I don't know why.
Because you are debating with Afik Bochik. That's why.
Director, I support my people. May God bless all of you.
Thank you,
Director. And I'm still standing by.
You are a good man. You are a good man. Barrister is a good man, as always, never fails. We debate in the new Biafra, we shall debate. We are going to build a house where we will debate religion. Free, anybody can walk in England. It's called Speaker's Corner, very close to Hyde Park. We are going to build a very magnificent auditorium where anybody can go and lodge any debate. And we sit there debating like wise people that I know that we are capable of becoming. The word, the Igbo, is abominable. I'll defend it anytime, anywhere, any place. The only day that very sanction will be lifted is when we are free as a people. Under Biafra, then we can talk, because right now we've not won anything. Right now we are still under subjugation, and there will be no exemption from the condemnation until we are free. Until we are free. Freedom is what counts. Anything else is immaterial. every success that you may have, all your buildings, your hotels, your cars, rubbish, because you are a slave. This is Radio Biafra. We thank all of you that joined us. Tomorrow is another day, 7 p.m. as always, Biafra time. Every blessed day without fail. This Biafra we mention all the time is our religion. On this radio station, Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, help, protect, and nurture, and keep the soul of Mr. Enyiago in safekeeping, because he is God, ever merciful, ever kind, that asked us to go forth and restore his own kingdom on this earth. That is simply what we are doing. He will keep you. He will maintain you. Thank you very much. And good night from your capital city, Enugu, here in Biafra land.
Be your throne.